Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life. The government stays out of your life. Enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah. Here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
I think it's somewhat ironic to see some members of Congress wanting to make common cause with the hardliners in Iran. It's an unusual coalition.
I think the kinds of rhetoric that we've heard too often from Mr. Trump and others is ultimately helping to do ISIL's work.
He is becoming ISIS's best recruiter. They are going to people, showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists.
Funny how that is. Funny how that audio exists. It's amazing. It's amazing. Happy Friday to you all. How are you guys? I'm in a great mood. Because for a number of reasons, I'm in a great mood because we dominated swimming. I don't even know what they did last night because I don't watch swimming except when it's like Michael Phelps and Simone Manuel and Ryan Lochte because we are awesome. It's USA, USA. Tell me that you didn't run in your backyard with a flag while screaming America, yeah, Team America World Police theme song because you know you did. You didn't. I was the only one. Don't like you guys anymore. It's all right. It's okay. Anyway, I'm in a great mood because we were fabulous at the Olympics last night. I went through TSA this morning, didn't get molested. Yeah! I mean, it's a great day when a TSA agent doesn't have to, like, you know, get a pinch or a grab here. It's awesome. And I'm in my hometown of St. Louis today, the home of God's baseball team and God's pizza. And we're broadcasting live from 1260 AM The Answer here in St. Louis, which is really the only conservative talk station in St. Louis that you should listen to. I mean, unless you like, you know, 110-year-old people talking about conservative stuff. Anyway, Kane is here with me. We are, yeah, there you are, producer.
Hello,
Kane.
Hello.
It's like it's neat because we're in a unlike in Dallas when we broadcast here, we're in a studio where we're separated by glass. It's almost like I'm visiting you in jail.
We're two different. Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. After I ran through my neighbor's yard with a flag.
That's right.
Celebrating.
I'm going to tell you all about Emo's Pizza because a lot of you out there were emailing me like, what is this emo? But last night in swimming, fantastic. Go America. Woo! We got a number of things to get into. And don't forget tonight, if you are in the St. Louis area, 6 to 8 p.m. in Fenton, I'm going to be signing your copy of Flyover Nation, so make sure you come on out. This whole thing, the whole media ridiculousness over who is or who is not the founder of ISIS, here is the thing about... I was talking with a very good friend of mine yesterday, Jason Buttrell, who is a DOD analyst. He's, you know, this awesome foreign policy dude. And... you know, it's not, and I know there's even been a lot of discussion amongst conservatives. as to, well, who founded, who really is the founder of ISIS? And I don't even really think that he needs to walk anything back. I'm not interested in defending the candidate. I don't need to defend the candidate, but I will always go and ridicule the moronic, unfair way that our moron media wants to present these issues. Because here's the problem with this. So the issue with ISIS and the issue with Iraq, this all began even way back as early as 2003, 2004. Oh yes, progressives, I can hear them. Can you hear them getting all excited? The ones who listen just solely to argue with me in email and on Twitter and on Facebook. So the problem is that this actually began a long time ago. You had a group of terrorists that began in Iraq, and they wanted to be sort of an offshoot of Al-Qaeda. They wanted to be the Iraq branch of Al-Qaeda. And that's ultimately what ended up taking place. They were the offshoot of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, but their mission, at least at the time, was a lot different than what it is now. So their mission was to go after Shia and to fight Shia. Their mission was to fight Shia, and additionally, they also wanted to overthrow the rule in Jordan, and they wanted to establish Sharia in Jordan. And that was what their original, that's how they started. And then after you had a number of generals, after you had all of these military experts that were telling the president, look, you can't have this quick withdrawal in Iraq. You can't do this, because if you have a quick withdrawal in Iraq, you will create a power vacuum. And there are going to rise factions that will exploit that and use it for their own ambitious purposes. And so ultimately, that little offshoot, that little Al-Qaeda offshoot in Iraq, that became ISIS, due to the quick withdrawal. Now, you could say the seeds were sown even before then, and that's completely accurate. It is completely accurate to say that the seeds were sown before then. But however, it's also completely accurate to say that you would not have an ISIS had our current administration left in place in Iraq a residual force exactly the way that was advised by all of the generals, the numerous military experts, numerous quote-unquote advisors on the ground, everyone else. But the president didn't want to hear that. He didn't want to hear it because he wanted it part of his legacy that he was the guy who I ended Iraq. But he didn't. Now it's worse. You've had Raqqa, you've had Mosul. I mean, Mosul, you used to have churches in Mosul. There was a church in Mosul that used to have mass for what it was like 1,000 years. And those bells stopped ringing over a year ago. So that's the accurate history of it. So to say that the president does bear responsibility is completely factual. It's completely accurate because he does. His actions did directly cause the founding of ISIS because he refused to leave a residual force. He helped a group that was existing and in small numbers under a different banner. His actions caused them to explode into ISIS, and that's what we're dealing with today. So the way that I look at it is that it's intellectually shallow to argue otherwise. It's disingenuous. It's dishonest. That's simply the fact of the matter. And I really wish some of these individuals would quit trying to argue that particular point, because it just serves to make them look sillier. I mean, there was a power vacuum there that's just the way it went. It happened the way it happened, and it is a direct result of the administration refusing to listen to the generals, refusing to listen to everyone else who was saying, look, you got to leave a residual force. You can't just, you know, immediately think that no one's going to try to seize the absence of power here, particularly when you have a weak Iraqi government, you have a weak Iraqi military. And that's what we're seeing. So for the media to freak out over that, it's like they're freaking out over that more than they are President Nobel Peace Prize actually contributing to the creation of this. So I don't think that it is inaccurate. I don't think he needs to walk it back and say that he's joking or anything else. I mean, what the hell is the point of having somebody who's politically incorrect if you expect them to walk back something when they do say something that's accurate, even if they say it in a smart aleck way? What is the point of having that sort of candidate if you're expecting them to walk stuff back? That makes zero sense to me. So no, I don't think that there should be any walk back. I don't think that there should be any apology. And I wish that the people who are as aggravated over pointing out this were as aggravated over the actions of the administration in creating this particular group. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Woohoo! I am, by the way, I'm really stoked over Simone Manuel, who is a superstar, by the way. This is historic. One thing that I got really mad at NBC about is that they didn't show her on the podium to get her gold medal. They didn't show that. I'm like, that's such a historic event. Why would you not show that? You know, she's the first African-American woman to win gold in an individual event. It was the 100-meter freestyle event. Simone Manuel, New York Post. She didn't realize it at first when she won, and then she cried. Her victory in the 100-meter freestyle, she's the first black American woman to win an Olympic gold medal in swimming. The first black woman to win an Olympic gold medal in swimming. 20 years old, she just blew away world record holder Kate Campbell of Australia. She tied with Penny Oleksiak of Canada at the games last night. Absolutely amazing. And you know what she said? You know what she said after she won? She goes, all glory to God. That's what she said. That was her first remark when the press came up to interview her. Slum tourism is spreading in Rio and the favelas during the Olympic Games. How much you want to bet there's a bunch of progressives going out touring? So it's like when people go to Puerto Rico and they go to San Juan and they go and look at La Perla. I mean, it's like they call it the prettiest little slum in the world, La Perla, with all of the pretty little pastel-colored houses on the edge of the cliff. Beautiful beachfront. But it was actually walled off from Old San Juan. Very fascinating story. But now tourists are flocking to these slums, and they're buying options to stay in them. You know what? I think it's if you can get people who live in these favelas to charge these limousine people, charge them astronomical amounts of money so that they can experience poverty. I find that that's like the most first world thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. What is it? That's like, that's crazy. They say, dressed in T-shirts, this is France 24, emblazoned with France and Brazil. Four French tourists make their way past graffiti-splashed walls and a favela overlooking Rio de Janeiro. The four friends feel totally at home. They're paying 20 euros per night for their stay in a hostel catering to tourists. And they say that they're walking around and they're experiencing, I guess, favela life. I just don't know. I mean, well, at least they're charge them more. 40 euros. Make them pay 40 euros a night. Macy's is set to close a lot more stores, 100 of its 675 big box stores. They're focusing on online sales as profits plunge. This announcement came yesterday. They're closing 14% of its stores. Closures will not impact Bloomingdale's, which the company owns. The department store chain is instead refocusing on online sales. This comes after profits and sales in the second quarter fell over the past year. The chain stock has been on a downturn, but stocks went up after the announcement on Thursday. That's because everybody's starting to buy more and more things online. Not only that, but you have the purchasing of items online, but you also have a bunch of different apps to where you can look at products, look at retail items, and then buy directly through the app as well. And people just, that's how I do it. I go on Amazon and I put in black t-shirt, and then I have all the black t-shirts sent to me. Or I'll put in black pants and I'll have all those sent to me, or black dresses. Kane, what color, producer Kane, what color am I wearing today?
Black.
Thank you.
Black.
That's right. That's right, guys. That is right. Folks, Patriot Mobile is the mobile phone service that I use. Do you know that this is the only mobile phone service that supports NRA? The only mobile phone service that supports the NRA, because they put their money where their mouth is. They support a lot of limited government issues. You might be surprised where your dollars are going if you are not using Patriot Mobile. If your phone service is Credo Mobile, they've given $81 million to progressive causes just in the past 10 years alone. And they're also the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. And until Patriot Mobile came around, there was never a conservative phone provider to fund conservative causes and initiatives. So Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone provider. If your current mobile phone provider has amazing customer service, saves you on average 10 to 15%, and actually focuses and helps support issues that you believe in so that you're not paying a phone bill and they're using that money to go and fund things that you're fighting against. So it's not like your actual current mobile phone provider at all. But they do have the same phones that everybody else has, but they have way better customer service and they have better deals. Call 1-800-8-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk, text, data for just $70 a month. Now, like I said, I use Patriot Mobile. My family does. Kane does, because we care about where our money goes. And we love that customer service. Use my name as the promo code. They'll waive that activation fee for up to two phones. Just visit PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800-A-PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com.
It's the middle of the night. You wake up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with two high-tech foams guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
There's a party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dress your comic best and join us in a fun and festive atmosphere. Thursday, August 11th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 Pit transforms into the ultimate comic party pit. Pure enjoyment featuring $1 select blackjack tables, food and drink specials, hot seat drawings, party wheel for prizes, and friendly dealers. Wear any comic, superhero, or villain attire and receive a free ace or $10 free slot play. Join the blackjack race for your chance to win an Apple iPad Air. See you there. For the ultimate comic party pit. The ultimate. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river. That's not all. Join us on the Elements Patio Friday, August 12th from 8:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. as it transforms into a luau patio party. Dress your Hawaiian best and get laid. Are you competitive? Put your skills to the test and enter the beer pong tournament for cash prizes. Featuring a live DJ, food and drink specials, and photo booths. See you there for the Elements Luau Patio Party. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205. Or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Ooh, a Belgian sailor became the first athlete to fall sick after contracting a severe infection while racing on Rio's polluted Guanabara Bay. This is a Daily Mail. Evie Van Acker's coach says that they believe that she contracted a severe intestinal infection while training in Rio. It can cause dysentery, which I always died from playing Oregon Trail. Like, every damn time I played Oregon Trail, you've died from dysentery. It's just horrible. Can stay in the body for 3 months. She won the bronze in 2012. Expected to reach the podium again. But, she's out there in that bay. You know, that where there are, like, corpses and other... What did you call them? Producer can't call them a Brazilian Tootsie Roll. That's what they're called. We know what that is. Don't eat it. It's not a Tootsie Roll. Because, you know, the Tootsie Roll people don't just, like, throw them in the bay without wrappers. That's not how they deliver the delicious candy to you. That's not how that works. I'm not quite sure. There were a lot of athletes that just didn't want to... When they were bringing the boats out of the water, they were using gloves. Oh, my gosh. And then did you see the dive pool? Now they're not apparently doing anything with the dive pool. Like, they had the dive pool with... one of these other pools. I don't know if you guys have seen these two pools side by side. One was blue, and then the other one started turning green, they think by algae, or maybe the alkalinity changed somehow. And then after everybody was diving in the pool, then they decided, maybe let's not use the dive pool anymore. Maybe let's not use it. And people were thinking, wow, I hope, you know, that our, like, people weren't just, like, diving in that, and, like, what, well, now what's wrong with it? It was green. It was green. And I was looking, I was reading this piece about what Olympic organizers were saying about this pool. I'm not even making this up. In fact, I'm sure you've seen it. They were saying, well, you know, we didn't realize that the water would turn that green. We just didn't take into account how many people were going to be using the pool. There are going to be a lot of athletes in the pool. And I'm like, this is the Olympics. You didn't think, like, how many athletes did you think were going to be using that pool? Every swimmer in the world, every diver in the world is using that pool. It looks like Shrek's swamp. It looks like Shrek is going to climb out of that diving pool. I know you guys have seen it. Would you jump in that pool? I wouldn't have jumped in that pool. It's nasty. It is nasty. And so now they shut it down after everybody's been diving in it. The Rio diving pool was shut down. Tom DeLay tweeted, well, I hope that means we haven't been diving in anything too bad. Yeah, really? That would be horrible. The spokesman for the IOC insisted that it didn't put athletes at risk, but all the athletes were complaining because apparently they dumped a ton of chlorine into the water to try to combat the greenness. So bronze medalist Tom Daly tweeted, wow, I hope we haven't been diving in anything too particularly bad for the last couple of days. It's closed this morning. I mean, it is as green could get. That is nasty. I wouldn't dive in it. I mean, it looks like you're diving in the swamp. You can't even see the bottom. Maybe you can get a Ebola there. Quick break. Coming back with more broadcasting from 1260 AM. The Answer, our affiliate here in St. Louis. We're in town for Flyover Nation.
The Dana Show.
Food trucks, yummy in the tummy, or quality time with your backroom hugging the bowl. This is Dr. Seamus on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. There's around 20,000 food trucks around the nation serving food these days, and that's a good thing. It allows you to get mouth-watering cuisine from all over the world in your own neighborhood. Here's the thing. Serving safe food from a truck is all about good habits, day in, day out. DCOC advice, as you walk up to the truck, check it out for overall cleanliness. If it's dirty, take a pass. Next, see if they're licensed. A license ensures a minimum standard of training. Then check out the hands of the server. Gloves? Yeah. Good. No? Bad. Dirt under the fingernails? Bad. And this is crucial. Hot food should be hot, cold food cold. This means salad and sandwiches should be straight out of the fridge cold and burgers piping hot. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on Facebook, Dr. Chambers on Call. And if you swing by, hit like. Let me know you visit.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd, who's running for re-election. Let's find out how the re-election campaign's going, what his initiatives are for unfunded liabilities, crime, drugs, and more. We'll also discuss the Olympics and, of course, what's happening in the presidential races. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Nearly 55,000 pages of Secretary Clinton's emails released by the department over the past year give a sense of the wide range of individuals inside and outside the government that State Department officials are in contact with on a range of topics. The department's actions under Secretary Clinton were taken to advance administration policy as set by the president and in the interests of American foreign policy. The State Department is not aware of any actions that were influenced by the Clinton Foundation.
Any action at all over the course of Secretary Clinton's tenure?
Correct.
That's a rather sweeping statement.
I think everyone's aware of the scrutiny that this department is under. We would obviously take any questions seriously. I think you are all aware of that. I stand by my statement.
Oh, my gosh. Did you hear the, I don't want to say disgust, but did you hear the eye roll in his tone? Really? Really? There's not any, really, Bueller? There's not anything that, it's not related, really? The FBI has now finally, with the U.S. attorney, because back in, this was February of last year, the FBI had indicated that they were looking into a pay-for-play scheme with this. And it's not with Hillary Clinton. And I know everybody wants to talk about, oh my gosh, but what did the Republican nominee say? What did Republicans say? Can we just look at this lady for a minute? Because she was milking her State Department, milking the State Department, and using it to give money to the Clinton Foundation, which is what gives her money. How do you think, seriously, how in the world do you think Chelsea Clinton got a $10 million apartment on the Upper East Side, New York City? For real. How do you think that she got that apartment? She made $600,000 for, 2 year? It was a 2 year period where she did maybe 4 stories for NBC and they were horrible. She would ask people questions on stuff like, you remember when you did that thing? That was really fun. What was it like to do that thing? Like, that was the sort of substance that you got from reporter Chelsea Clinton. And her husband, Mark Mezavinsky, he lost everybody's money as a hedge fund manager. Like, he lost millions of dollars. He's the worst hedge fund manager ever. He just, I don't know what he did, just frittered it all away. Anyway, but how do you think that she got that $10 million apartment? Because they don't have the money to do it. It was through all of this. Think about it. She's using the State Department to grant favors to countries who then turn around and give them boatloads of money that they make. They oh, it's the Clinton Foundation. They're supposed to be helping the poor and less fortunate and doing all of these other things. And I guess the Clinton Foundation classifies Hillary Clinton's ambition as the poor and misfortune because that's all it's doing is boosting it. It's a slush fund money laundering scheme. And even the media isn't. The media, they just are. They're like, I guess we have to go with her because we, in our little feeble minds, cannot conceive of having someone who comes from a different party being in the White House. We just can't do that. So when you look at this, it definitely was pay for play. I mean, think about this. We talked a little bit yesterday about Uranium One. While she was Secretary of State, she allowed and greenlit and pushed through a deal that allowed Russia to take over 20% of our uranium supply. Does anyone else find that even just like slightly insane? And that sale actually, that whole situation should have gone through a House committee because that had to do with a strategic asset. So it should have gone through a House committee. I don't even know if they followed the proper protocol for it. And so now, that's when the FBI back in February of 2015, they were looking into us, looking into that. We didn't hear anything about it. We didn't hear, well, what was the result of that? If they started an investigation, then what was the result of it? No, the media wants to talk about the RNC maybe pressuring Trump right now instead of talking about this, because if Donald Trump or any Republican had made a deal like this that gave 20% of uranium supply under Russia control, if they had greenlit arms deals to countries like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and everywhere else, in addition for some, you know, a few million dollars for the Clinton Foundation through which they are able to siphon some cash out of, if they had done anything like this, that would be all over the press. It would be all over the televisions, and it's not at all. So now, I'm looking into this story from Daily Caller. Yeah, and of course, Iran-Contra, they completely blasted Republicans. Multiple FBI investigations are underway now involving potential corruption charges against the Clinton Foundation. This according to a former senior law enforcement official. The investigation is centering on New York City, where the Clinton Foundation has its main offices. And prosecutorial support is going to come from various U.S. attorneys' offices. I mean, how are we even questioning whether or not this is a pay-for-play? How are we even questioning this? Every deal that she has done that has involved money going to the Clinton Foundation, she's made deals at the time, and it just so happened to coincide with Bill going and giving a speech that's six figures or something was. I mean, it was a pay-for-play scam. She's been doing this for quite a while. I would actually go so far as to venture that this is something that is being used so as to buy people off, even. She's going to have all these countries send millions of dollars in exchange for these favorable deals that she's making to the State Department. So that that's, it feels like, so I feel like I should almost say, so they'll support her claim to the throne. It feels like that. It feels like that. It's insane. That's how they're doing. She's making these like little alliances. It's so bizarre. So this is what I don't even know if we're going to hear anything about this particular investigation, because when the FBI started, and I was talking to Mike Pompeo yesterday, who was leading the committee that was looking at this pay for play scheme and had released a report about this, et cetera, et cetera. I spoke with Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch. And he didn't really even have, nobody has an answer as to what happened with the investigation that began prior. That was back in spring. But everyone wants to sit here, oh my gosh, Donald Trump said some things. He said that Obama was the founder of ISIS. Even so far back as when he was on my show multiple times a week, he's been saying this for over a year. Why are they acting like this is new and or news? That's what they're obsessed with. Or they're obsessed with this dumb story. And I don't even care about this. I don't even really care. Like, oh, the RNC is having an emergency meeting. I've been hearing, oh, they're having emergency meetings. Oh, they're having, it's going to be an intervention. Oh, they're doing this. So that, okay, look at your candidate. Your candidate is a walking criminal on the left, and everyone's making excuses. She has done things demonstrably worse than anyone in the GOP could ever imagine doing and still running for office. She borrowed Bill's Teflon suit. And yet that's what they want to focus on. They're going to focus on that. The DOJ, she's had Loretta Lynch under her wing as well. I would imagine that she promised Loretta Lynch a spot on SCOTUS. I bet she did. Speaking of DOJ, Baltimore cops are racist, violent, and lawless. That's a report. Guess who? Oh, from the Justice Department. That's right. They're doing the same thing to Baltimore that they were trying to do in Ferguson. They're doing the same thing to Baltimore that they were trying to that they try to do in Ferguson. Remember when Eric Holder's DOJ couldn't find anything wrong with they couldn't indict anybody at Ferguson PD. They couldn't indict Darren Wilson. In fact, numerous forensic reports, independent and ones from the DOJ, concluded that Mike Brown had tried to kill Darren Wilson with his own firearm and even had his finger in the trigger guard and did not have his hands up. That not only according to forensic reports, but a number of black witnesses who are right there that no one in the media wants to respond to because they're too busy paying attention to the two liars who got all the coverage because they wanted to support a narrative. So now they're trying to turn around and do the same thing to Baltimore. They're sitting here, the DOJ released a report slamming Baltimore. They're saying, oh, well, they're just a bunch of racist, bad people. You mean in a city that is that has a predominantly black police force with a black police chief and a black mayor, you're going to sit here and say that they're racist bigots and that they have a major problem? Maybe the issue isn't race. Maybe the issue is party. Maybe it's not because these are black cops with a black chief and a black mayor. Maybe it's because they're a Democrat mayor. Maybe it's because it's a Democrat chief. Maybe it's because you've got a Democrat city council. Has anyone ever paused to consider that? No. No, because that doesn't go with the narrative. We can't do that. I mean, it's the narrative at all costs. You know what I'm saying? The narrative at all costs. And here they're smearing cops again. What is even the point of releasing a report like this? What is even the point? And it's the same BS that they tried to do with the Ferguson stuff. Nothing ever happened with Ferguson. Eric Holder was so mad that there was no proof to support his racial bigotry that he decided to release this idiotic report smearing perfectly good officers in Ferguson, Missouri. And there, that's it. And people say, well, you know, police officers, they are just like they do in Baltimore. They were basically using their law enforcement authority as a revenue scheme to raise money for the city by getting people with all of these ridiculous traffic stops and all of these. Well, then you know what? That's not the police's fault, geniuses. That's your city council's fault. That's your mayor's fault. That's your area rep's fault. People are so lazy with their civic responsibility. They're so lazy with their civic duty. If you don't like the laws, particularly as it relates to traffic issues, then here's a thought for you. Why don't you do something to change it? Unless everyone wants to sit on their butts and think that police are not only law enforcement, but that they're also apparently city council members, they're politicians, and they not only write the laws that they enforce, but they pass them too. No, that's all y'all's responsibility. It ain't the police's responsibility. Everybody wants to sit on their butts and point the finger at everybody else, but really, you're kind of indicting yourselves here. Silly. The same thing that they're doing in Baltimore. Just horrific. I feel bad for him. I do. Folks, I'm going to tell you. I don't know. Has anyone ever loved a mattress the way that I've loved mine? I doubt it. And not just because I'm a weirdo about it either. Just because, look, it takes me... I have this, like, process that I have to go through when I go to sleep at night because my mind always races throughout the day. I have to sit and for, like, 30 minutes look at cat gifts, for crying out loud. I don't even like cats. But that's what I have to do, focus on something so mind-numbingly dumb just to quieten my mind down. And so when I get to sleep, I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night because I'm hot or because I'm not comfortable. And this is why I love my Casper mattress. Casper was invented using two high-tech foams, structurally engineered to make sure that you sleep with all the support that you need, and the material is breathable. It allows air to circulate so you sleep perfectly cool and comfortable all night long. This is why Time Magazine named Casper Mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper began as a startup, and they have revolutionized the mattress industry. Because, see, if you go into a mattress store, and maybe you want to get the super nice mattress, but you settle because, you know, it's just more affordable. You could actually get the nicer mattress, but you can't because you're paying for all that overhead at the mattress store. Casper cuts all of that out, so the only money that you spend is all towards that mattress. And they ship it to you for free in a box so small, you're not actually going to believe it holds a mattress. But they do that so you can get it right from your front door to your bedroom. And here's the best thing. They let you actually try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free before you make a major commitment to it. And if you don't love Casper Mattress, they come back, they pick it up, and they refund you everything. So discover why I love my Casper. Try your own in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Just go to Casper.com. Use code DANA50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you worried your pet might come down with Zika? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which tracks the spread of Zika around the world, says you don't have to be. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Captain Jennifer McQuiston, Deputy Director in the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology Science, has the latest update on pets and Zika.
Even though there have been lots of human cases of Zika, there haven't been any reports of pets becoming sick with the virus. That's great news for animal lovers everywhere.
Zika is just one of the topics on the agenda at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention, August 5th through 9th in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Joe Canarney, the AVMA's outgoing president.
Veterinary education sessions cover everything from pain management and stress-free vet visits to disaster response and military working dogs. There are also sessions on veterinary care for horses, production animals, and chickens.
Visit avma.org to learn more.
Now, you and I both know that criminals can attack at any moment. I want to share a situation that happened to John, one of my fellow United States Concealed Carry Association members. At 2:30 in the morning, two thugs broke into John's house through a kitchen window. John was woken from a dead sleep to the sound of his 10-year-old daughter's chilling scream. John sprang from bed and grabbed his Springfield XD from a locked bedside safe, prepared to stop any threat to his home and family. Luckily for the thugs, the time it took John to unlock the safe is what saved their lives. But here's my question. Would you know what to do if this happened to you? Here's the good news. The USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that will arm you with 23 life-saving strategies, transforming you into the ultimate protector of your loved ones. Go to protectthemtoday.com and get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's protectthemtoday.com.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Slow
down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
Broadcasting from our awesome affiliate, 1260 AM, The Answer, here in St. Louis. I'm in town to send your copies of Flyover Nation. I'm back home to send your copies of Flyover Nation. I'll be at Gander Mountain in Fenton this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Bring me your copy. Treat yourself. Let me sign your book. Kane's going to be with me as well, producer Kane.
That is correct.
He's here as well in studio, so we're going to be there. Make sure you get there early. I am so looking forward to it, and a big thanks to Gander Mountain as well as 1260 AM, The Answer. Nancy Pelosi says that we have to fund Planned Parenthood to stop Zika, you know, for the babies. I thought about being here for Halloween. Have I told you that? I actually have thought about that. I thought it because I was Elizabeth Warren one year, and I wore a blonde wig and an Indian costume. And so I thought, how could I do Nancy Pelosi?
Stretch?
I thought about it for a little bit. I wasn't quite sure. You know, I just wasn't.
You know, when as a kid you put the Elmer's school glue in your hand and you spread it really thin.
Oh, yeah.
And you peeled it and it became
That's
skin.
That's a genius
Remember
idea.
That?
Yes.
Imagine that on
but
your
like,
face.
Yeah. So she said, this is CNS News that reported via Life News. That during a Capitol Hill press conference yesterday, Nancy Pelosi said that the Zika virus threat is, quote, all about babies. She says the Zika in the southern part of our country is in our country, and because it hasn't hit home in a Republican district, it doesn't mean that it isn't hitting home for the American people. I don't even know what this word salad means. She says this, quote, I'm totally direct quoting her. You know how I am about babies, and this is about babies. I can't understand it. Know how she is about babies? Then she had, who was the woman that she had with her? She's a representative out of California, and she looks like Perry Farrell with a bob. I'm just seriously saying, like, she bears a strong resemblance to Perry Farrell with a bob. You know who I'm talking about, Kane? You know who I'm talking about. He's shaking his head.
I know, but it's...
I don't know who that congresswoman is.
Perry Farrell is not a woman.
You know what? No, I know. Let me... It's live radio. Hold on. Let me Google something. Let me say... Let's see. Democrat...
But you're spot on with it, though.
Congresswoman looks like Perry.
No,
I bet it pulls up.
It
I bet you it pulls up.
It will not pull up.
I swear to you, I will.
It will not pull up.
Well, shoot. Let's see. Somebody... Oh, wait. Yeah, here it is. It's a, no. Rose, is this Rosa DeLauro? I thought she was from...
Is that who that is?
California. Yeah, Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut. Yep, seriously, it pulled up. Representative Rosa DeLauro. All I did was, you want to know what I Googled? I Googled, hold up, I Googled Democrat Congresswoman looks like Perry Farrell, and it pulled up Connecticut Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro.
That's classic.
I'm not even making this up. You want to believe me? I swear to you, hands to sky. So Nancy Pelosi was there with the female Perry Farrell, and she was saying that, you know, she knows how I am about babies. She said, you hate them, right? Because I don't know anybody who's like, yes, we should be able to just obliterate the babies if the mom chooses. You know, the moms can, you know, whatever. What I don't get is how someone on Twitter made this great point. Yes, Jeffrey said, yes, kill all humans instead of mosquitoes. How does killing babies have anything to do with Zika? You know what? We'll stop the Zika from hurting the babies if we just kill the babies. That's it right there. And then you have the female Perry Farrell in the background. Farrell Farrell. Farrell? Like
I think it's
Farrell. Wild?
I think it's Farrell.
Farrell? Like feral hog?
I think so.
I always said Farrell, so I just wondered. Okay.
So she was
back there with Congresswoman female Perry Farrell. And... Rosa DeLauro. I know who it is, but I swear to you. Google it. You don't believe me. I swear to you. and saying that she, you know how I am about the, what kind of idea is that? Now, Kane, we really have to stop the spread of Zika, and we can't have children get microcephaly as a result. So you know what we really need to do? Instead of trying to get rid of the mosquitoes, we should just kill the babies. Because that's, see, if we kill the babies, that's going to prevent them from getting hurt.
I hear Planned Parenthood's looking into the benefits of Zika and how it may kill babies.
They are they are the organ man of babies, so. Planned Parenthood.
There's more to this story coming up.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot more to this story coming up. We're broadcasting 1260 AM The Answer here in St. Louis. Tonight, I'm in Fenton, Missouri, 6 to 8 p.m. Get there early to sign your copy of Flyover Nation. We still have a full 2 hours ahead, and we have Mailbag of Hate as well. I got some good stuff for you, too. Keep it here. Second hour on the way in mere minutes.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Gordon Griffith. Former President Bill Clinton has defended his wife Hillary during a Las Vegas forum, saying the controversy over her personal email server should not be a cause for distrust. Clinton acknowledged it was a mistake for his wife to maintain a personal server, even though her predecessors and successor at the State Department did it. Donald Trump has offered effusive praise for Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus. Trump told rallygoers in Altoona, Pennsylvania, that Priebus is doing a great job. Priebus is joining Trump this week as he campaigns. They're working to dispel speculation that the GOP may abandon Trump. Meanwhile, the Republican presidential nominee says he expects to win the state of Pennsylvania in the November election, but says there might be voter fraud.
We're going to have tremendous voter turnout. We're going to have unbelievable turnout. But we don't want to see people voting five times, folks. We don't want to see it.
Dinesh D'Souza's latest book, Hillary's America, tops the New York Times bestseller list this week and comes in at number two on this week's list of favorites with the Conservative Book Club. Chris Malagisi, the club's editor-in-chief, tells the Salem Radio Network that it's no surprise that D'Souza's having success with his book and movie.
They say if you want to know what's on the minds of the American people, look and see what they're reading, and you're exactly right. People are interested in the Clintons, they're interested in the Democrats and their sordid past, and I think Dinesh D'Souza and Peter Schweitzer are really doing God's work here, educating the public about them.
Hillary's America trails only Glenn Beck's new book, Liars, How Progressives Exploit Our Fears for Power and Control, on the Conservative Book Club list. Parts of the central Gulf Coast were inundated with rain today. More may be on the way. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency as rescue workers in the southeastern part of the state braced for more precipitation through the weekend. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through. And they're not going to be perfect, and they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. Dynovite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has unexpectedly dismissed his chief of staff.
This is a move that has mystified Moscow. Sergei Ivanov has long been one of Vladimir Putin's closest allies. As chief of staff, he was one of the most powerful men in this country. He ran the defense ministry before that and was once considered a contender for the presidency. And like his boss, President Putin, Sergei Ivanov served in the Soviet Security Service, the KGB. In a meeting with President Putin, shown on state television, both men claimed that the chief of staff was stepping down at his own request. But few here find that convincing.
That is BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford reporting from Moscow. He didn't testify during his child molestation trial, but Jerry Sandusky is now taking the stand during an appeals hearing. The former Penn State assistant football coach is hoping to have his 45-count conviction thrown out. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. U.S. retail sales were unchanged in July from the previous month, a sign that consumers were cautious after 3 months of solid gains.
The Commerce Department says retail sales went up a seasonally adjusted 1.3% last month after a drop in March caused largely by declining car sales. However, autos recovered in April with sales increasing 3.2%. Clothiers, restaurants, sporting goods stores, grocers, gas stations, and department stores saw higher sales. Only building materials stores suffered a monthly decline, although their annual sales growth was solid.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A founding member of the folk trio The Limelighters has died. Glenn Yarbrough was 86 years old. His daughter says the singer died surrounded by friends and family at home Thursday in Nashville, Tennessee, after suffering from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, dementia, and other health issues. After leaving The Limelighters in 1963, he began a long solo career. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
There was an open letter penned by some 70 Republicans suggesting that Reince Priebus pull back funding, maybe even pull back data from your campaign. Have you talked to Reince? Are you in contact with Reince? Are you in contact with the RNC? Any truth to any of this?
Sure. Well, there's no truth, but I'm the one that's funding. I'm the one that's raising the money. And other people are getting to use the money that I raise. I'm putting up money for my own campaign. And, I mean, if it is true, that's okay, too. Because all I'll have to do is stop funding the Republican Party. I'm the one raising the money for them. In fact, right now I'm in Orlando. I'm going to a fundraiser for the Republican Party.
Well, there you have it. And this is what they're all talking about. Instead, by the way, of all of the ridiculousness that's surrounding Hillary Clinton and all, I mean, just all of this. She gave an economic That's pretty much it. It wasn't an economic. It was an economic speech. Did you guys catch any of it? Her economic speech or big speech. Do you want to know what it involved? So, do you remember that episode of Oprah when it just became totally iconic? When she came out and she was like, you get a car, you get... That's exactly what Hillary Clinton did. She said that it's going to be like, we're going to have no college debt, free college, free everything. It's going to be so free. And then she started talking about how, well, she was talking about these left behind cities. She gave this speech when she was in Detroit. And she was talking about left behind cities and how we need to really invest. That's the key word you want to listen to, invest. She's going to invest in infrastructure, invest in like roads and buildings and bridges. Question. Somewhat rhetorical. Actually, totally all 100% rhetorical. Didn't we have two stimuluses already? Or plural, stimuli. We had two stimuli already, right? Where the president said, we need to make sure that we're investing in roads and bridges and all of that. So when you're investing, what does that mean? That means you're spending public money on something. So that it's higher taxes and more debt. That's what she's promising. Higher taxes and more debt. And we're going to spend it on infrastructure that's going to do absolutely nothing for jobs overall. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to do anything. We already did this two times. And they didn't do anything for employment two times. We just, you know what, you would get probably more of a show just setting all the money on fire in the middle of the National Mall. That's all you got to do. Just that's all that you would need to do with it. So this idea that somehow she's pitching something new, it's like Barack Obama's stimulus, but on steroids. That's what it is. And it would just plummet us further and further into debt. Not to mention more quantitative easing. We're just going to just pump out money. We're already in a stagnation right now. And with this, just I was looking over some of the takeaways from her speech, because I only caught a little bit of it. I was looking over the takeaways from her speech, and it was Obama's policies on economics on steroids. She has no idea how to create jobs. And she says, well, we have these left behind cities and we really need to do something to help these left behind cities. Lady, stop for a minute and think about what has brought these particular cities like Detroit and brought them into this position in the first place. It's the kind of stuff you're talking about. You're raising wages beyond what a market would support, and you're overpromising so that you can have influence with a particular group of people. That's A. B, we have the highest corporate tax, one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. Do you realize we sit here and we fawn on all over Europe for a number of different things, except for their corporate tax rates. Ireland has a lower corporate tax rate than we have. France has a lower corporate tax rate than we have. We have one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world, and we're shocked that we have businesses beating down the doors to leave. Because if they stay, what's the alternative? The government is penalizing them for having their doors open here in the United States with increased corporate taxes. That's a huge financial burden. And everyone's like, oh, the companies can pay it. Anyone who says that, I guarantee you, they have never run a business or had to make payroll in their life. I promise you, they've never had to make payroll in their life. Because you walk up and you tell a business, you know what? We're going to go ahead because you're a corporation. We're just going to take X amount from you, because these individuals somehow think that if you are incorporated, that your gross take home is, you know, that's what the boss gets. Are you people high? I mean, how do they think businesses are run? They have to make payroll. They have to meet their obligations. They have overhead. They have all of these things. This is how it all happens. And so whenever they talk about penalizing these businesses, yes, that creates a very inhospitable climate for business. You take away a business's capital to be able to create jobs. And so she's not talking about doing anything to alleviate that. She loves herself some Dodd-Frank. Hillary loves Dodd-Frank so much she wants to take it down to the Olin Mills at the Super Walmart. you know, and go in there and it is almost fall. Get that beautiful fall vignette. You know, the background, everybody has the same background where it's like a barn off into the distance. You're like, whose barn? Doesn't matter. It's a barn. And you have the beautiful fall foliage in the background. Have that gorgeous old rustic picket fence that's not painted, but it's not a picket fence. It's just an old timey pioneer fence. Maybe there's a wagon wheel in yours. I don't know. And then there's a couple of hay bales that you sit on and you all know how to do it. You just take your fist, tuck your thumb, and put it right underneath your chin. But don't rest your chin so much on it that you give yourself a weird chin wrinkle and your face is off center. No, no, no. You just ever so lightly, like that thinking statue. That's what she's going to do with the Dodd-Frank text. She's going to go down there and they're going to get those photos made. It's the dumbest thing ever. She has no idea how this is. No idea. In the meantime, her BFF, A.G. Lynch, has announced a global police force partnership with the United Nations. Oh, yeah. Have you heard this? ABC News reports during her speech at the UN, Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced that the Department of Justice is launching a global police force in order to combat, quote, violent extremism in the United States. Producer Kane, what are some of the countries that are included, like maybe that might be kind of violent extremy in United Nations Security Councils and things like that?
Oh, man. How many? We'd have to go through the list. I mean, we would have to go through the list. And there's some that aren't even part of the UN. That don't even bother with that whole concept, yet we're still held to some sort of rules that they're not.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it. I mean, they're wanting to do all of this with the UN, and yet, you know, you have Russia involved in it. Russia's on the Security Council. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. China is also involved because I heard they treat their employees so amazing. Not really, not bad at all, you know. Not bad at all. So they want to partner with the UN that's never been successful in doing absolutely anything. And for what purpose? I mean, do you realize some of the countries that they have, that they allow? I mean, you're talking about, this would be, in my opinion, this is sort of like a sharing of sovereignty. You would be overriding United States law. You would be overriding United States Constitution in order to work with a governing body that is made up of almost entirely foreign entities, of which we're just one member. And by the way, you know that the United Nations is Sharia compliant, correct? Everybody knows this. I just want to make sure we all know this, right? United Nations is Sharia compliant, and yet Attorney General Loretta Lynch is talking about joining with them for some sort of global police force partnership. Remember how I had said that all of this demonstration toward police is going to start pushing people towards certain individuals towards nationalizing the police force? Now you're seeing some of the first steps of that. Let's go ahead and kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Agence France-Presse. Newspapers are rethinking paywalls as digital efforts sputter. They said paywalls were supposed to help rescue papers from the crisis of sinking print circulation as readers shifted to getting their news online, but they failed to deliver much relief, especially when you can just copy and paste the same damn headline into Google and get around the firewall that way. You're welcome. Moving on down the line, Anthony Weiner is still sexting the ladies. Remember when his people blamed me after I broke the Wiener story, when my friend Andrew was still alive, I broke that story and then they blamed me for hacking his Twitter account while I was in Puerto Rico drinking rum out of a coconut. They blamed me of hacking his Twitter account. I'm not even kidding you. Sydney Leathers, who is the weirdest name ever, she says that he's still sexting people. The woman that he sexted to as Carlos Danger, ending his mayoral campaign in 2013, she now says he's up to his old tricks again. Leathers posted a scathing review of the documentary Wiener, which discovers the sexting scandal. And she said, no, he's still doing this. He's still talking to women, still texting them, still sexting them. She says I don't believe it. I do believe it. Of course he is. He's a whack job. Have you seen him? Like, he's just, no. Okay, we've got to stop with the weirdo bad roller coasters and bad rafts and stuff. Kane, I got another story for you on this. Producer Kane is still sick from that world's largest, what was it, water slide or something where the kids flew out of the raft.
Oh, I am still sick
that
about
was horrific.
That. I've got a young child, but that kid's age is crazy.
WPXI, a young boy was airlifted to a hospital because he fell from a wooden roller coaster at a Pennsylvania amusement park. He had been on the Rolo coaster ride at Idlewild in Soak Zone Amusement Park near someplace I don't know, with his brother on Thursday when he fell, said a spokesman for the park. It is the third major accident at a U.S. amusement park since Sunday. The little boy, Caleb Schwab, 10 years old, died on that the Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City. Three children fell off a Ferris wheel in Greene County Fair in Greenville, Tennessee. How are you having kids fall off Ferris wheels? What on earth?
Are these harnesses breaking everywhere? Because that's what seems to be a common denominator with these stories, like these shoulder harnesses ends up, you know, failing in some way.
The park spokesman, Jeff Cruzshore, says he can't say whether the ride malfunctioned. What?
Well, I would, I'd say it's pretty clear.
Let me rephrase this. Park spokesman Jeff Cruzshore is covering his ass. That's how that works. The hospital spokesman says he can't release any information about the boy's condition. Duh. This coaster operated in 1938, and it takes riders. I love how they describe. I love European press because they're like, what are these roller coasters? These crazy American. They fling themselves off of hills. It's insane. They say the roller coaster opened in 1938, and it takes riders up, down, and around a wooden hillside. Wooded hillside.
Is that how it works?
Have they updated it since 1938?
I don't think so.
Marty goes, why is a coaster from 1938 still a thing?
Right.
That's great. By the way, this is not the first such incident at the park. Of course it's not. A woman sued Idlewild, which seems like a very fun name, because she was hurt on a wild mouse roller coaster after she was thrown forward in 2009. Like, for real, why? I agree. Why is a coaster from 1938 still a thing?
It shouldn't be. Why? That's why we don't drive around those cars unrestored.
I love how Europeans describe our theme parks. These are crazy Americans. I mean, they take themselves up in these wooden carts with just a Velcro lap belt, and they fling themselves off of cliffs. They're so crazy. And then they took all the gold medals in shooting. They're so American. They're so crazy. Save us. Marty's making fun of my accent in Slack.
I think it's great.
Go ahead and say it, you smart aleck. Go ahead and say it. What'd you say, Marty?
I said that accent sounds like a mix of German and British. I don't really know what you were going for there.
German and British. That's what he said.
I'm sorry that my European accent sounds so unfamiliar to your Russian ear. I'm so sorry. Folks, I had my Super Beats. I also have my Super Beat tabs, too. And I have my little singular little pouches for my Super Beats, which is a lot of fun to travel with. Because it's a lot easier than the big tub. I could drink a ton of espresso. I could do that. And then I could completely crash, and you would have to, when you go to my book signing tonight, I'll be on the floor in a puddle of my own drool because I'll be so exhausted. Look, I can't do that. I have to have all day energy, and most importantly, I can't have a crash. I can't crash from it. Super Beats has 3 grams of sugar, and unlike coffee, it's actually a functional food for circulation that you drink. The nitrates in Super Beats help maintain healthy blood pressure. They increase your circulation, and they also give you this all-day energy and stamina that you can feel in as little as 20 minutes after doing your first shot. And it doesn't taste like vegetables. It's a mild berry flavor. You will love the taste, and it works. Here's how it works. Bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or new black cherry flavor. And you'll get the free book, free indicator strips to measure your dietary nitrate levels before and after, and free shipping to it's guaranteed or your money back. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danishootsbeats.com. That's danishootsbeats.com.
Now what? That's the question chronic pain sufferers are asking. Following the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's release of the first ever national guidelines designed to curb the alarming increase in prescription drug deaths. According to the latest statistics, a record high 28,647 deaths involving opioids were recorded in 2014. But here's the catch. Even though that's a 14% increase over the previous year, the CDC, for now, is only advising doctors to voluntarily stop prescribing the potentially addictive pills in most situations, and to instead look to alternative approaches. The most popular alternative for those suffering from musculoskeletal conditions like low back pain and neck pain? Chiropractic care. In fact, studies have shown that drug-free chiropractic care results in improved patient outcomes, higher satisfaction, and lower costs. Notes the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress's Sherry McAllister, it's heartening that the growing opioid epidemic is finally gaining attention. Learn more at www.f4cp.com.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural, show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO style event. Dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
We were talking about all these kids getting flung off of Ferris wheels and roller coaster. It's sad. Don't laugh, Producer Kane. Broadcasting from 1260 AM, The Answer, here in St. Louis. And tonight at Gander Mountain in Fenton, 6 to 8 p.m., I'm going to be signing your copies of Flyover Nation. Get there early. Now, we were talking about these kids that they get flung off of, like, everything. Two kids got flung off a roller coaster. Another kid got flung off of two off of a Ferris wheel, one off of a wooden roller coaster. And then Steven on Twitter says, yeah, there's a 99-year-old roller coaster at a Six Flags in Maryland. My dad used to ride it as a kid when it was near Boston. Now, who does that? Like, come and ride our 99-year-old roller coaster. Yeah, come and experience 99-year-old technology on our roller coaster. Strap yourself in and pray.
Come ignore your life safety.
I mean, that's scary. Like, I don't, like, when you say wooden roller coaster, I'm just like, no. Come and get on our old Lord of the Rings Minecraft roller coaster.
I learned a long time ago that, what was the three pigs story? They built that house out of wood or sticks or whatever. It didn't last too long.
No, so, not, and if it was filled with people going 90 miles an hour, it also wouldn't last
for 99
long.
Years.
It's the same wood. Like, nothing's been replaced. Please, come sit on this piece of dry rot. It's awesome.
Come ignore things like safety, physics, and gravity.
Look at our secure Velcro straps. Mmm, Velcro. Like it's tasty.
New
or something.
Technology since 1958.
Would you trust that?
No.
I didn't even, like, when I got on the Superman ride, I don't know why I let my husband talk me into that, and that was, like, the week after some kid got his legs chopped off. Rides hate kids. It's always some kid that gets flung off, chopped up, or something. It's horrible. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
But, oh, I lost my ever-loving mind on that. That was horrible. I think everybody heard me even across the Mississippi and into Illinois. It was that bad. Quick break. More of the Dana Show in minutes. Don't go with us. Stay off wooden roller coasters for the love of all things holy.
Dana Show.
As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beats Revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition goldmine. I love that I'm doing something healthy and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beats every day. I've been using this product for over a year and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danashootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danashootsbeats.com.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Gosh, I love this song by Midnight Oil.
Well, I used to be.
By the way, Kane's mic is hot right now, apparently. And you can hear everything that he's saying. Can we hear that? We can hear him. Yeah, we can hear him. We can hear him. It's like we don't know how to do radio. I got to tell you guys this story. Are you ready? You ready for this? Marty just like, no, I'm going to keep it in Slack. A woman tells police that she was raped by a Pokemon Go character.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. She was raped by a Pokemon Go character after she, this is Daily Mail, after she felt an assault. And the virtual reality game detected the creature in her bedroom. Dum, dum, dum.
The digital only in the app creature?
The woman said, now ye of little faith, listen to this. Scary. The woman said she woke up to find a Pokemon on top of her in bed. She had been playing the popular game in her home as she slept. Police dismissed her claims and told her to seek psychiatric help. Marty just wants to know, which Pokemon was it, though?
Right. Jigglypuff.
She told officers she had been sexually assaulted by a giant Pokemon in her apartment in the Russian capital of Moscow. The woman, who is married, was playing Pokemon Go before she fell asleep. She said that the Pokemon was on top of her, raping her. And she said it disappeared when she jumped out of bed, but says that the Pokemon Go app on her phone could still detect the same virtual character's presence in her room. She woke up to tell her husband what had happened, who told police officers that he did not believe her and that she was crazy. The Russian news website Blocknot reports that the police did not believe her either, and that the woman then went to go see a psychic who also thought she was crazy. Ivan Makarov, the woman's friend, says she says there are too many Pokemon at her place, and even the dog can sense the Pokemon. They're not real. They're not real. Kane, producer Kane, just say it. Just
either she doesn't have a clear knowledge of the definition of rape or definition of Pokemon. Either, one of the two is missing. Something's wrong.
I don't know why she, like, I don't know what Pokemon it was. Like, what kind of Pokemon was it?
The pokey kind.
I haven't played those things because I just think it's, I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to do it. And why do I want a bunch of animals? And what, you throw balls at their heads?
Well,
that's what you do?
That's how you catch them. That's how you're supposed to catch them.
I'm just going to lay all my guns out and be like, gotta catch them all. But, I mean, do you throw... I don't know how to play Pokemon. This has been around forever, even when I think it was when I was a teenager it came around.
I think you have to throw a ball at it.
We always thought it sucked.
Yeah.
You throw a ball at its head, and then what, is it just
hit
it?
And then apparently the ball is supposed to catch it. Like, the ball is supposed to catch it.
So it's like...
I think.
So it's like the... what is it? Ghostbusters. That's what I'm thinking.
Kind of, only without the awesome backpacks.
Marty says, in Soviet Russia, you don't catch Pokemon. Pokemon catch you. And he knows because he's Russian. I don't know if that's what Pokemon it was.
Soviet Russian
Gosh,
Pokemon?
There's so many things wrong with the name of that game and what this woman's saying.
I know, exactly.
Pokewoman. What?
I don't know.
What happened there?
Pokewoman. I barely touched her.
I don't know what happened. I didn't know. Marty said it was a good accent. I can do a good Russian accent.
Hmm.
I don't know anything. I don't know. I only know how to say borscht. That's all I know how to say. And vodka, I can say those two things. That's a name. I'm not like saying hi to you or anything like that. You know what I mean? No, you're not. I have to share. I know I have other things on my list, but I got to share with you this story because this is horrific. And yeah, maybe I am judging this lady a little bit. I think I might be judging her. I just can't. This is the most insane story that I've ever seen in my life. And I shared it with Kane and Marty when we were on break. This is the worst story you're ever going to hear. Maybe what was the show called? It says I'm pregnant and 55 years old. That was a show, apparently.
Yeah, that's great. We've run out of ideas.
Like, how does that show get pitched? Guys, I have a great story. Women who are 55 specifically, and they're going to have babies. What about 56? No. 55 years old. Age 55. Like, what about I'm pregnant and 57? No. Pregnant and 55. That's the show. Her name, I was going to save it for Florida Woman, but I thought I would bring down the overall vibe of Florida Man by including this, because this is horrific. So her name's Kathleen Marie Steele. She's 62. So she totally wasn't even 55. Lies. She was charged with aggravated manslaughter of a child and neglect. This is what happened. Here's the headline. 6-year-old boy beat 13-day-old sister to death after reality show mom, age 62, left them in a car alone for 38 minutes while she shopped. She was on the show I'm Pregnant in 55, and she was arrested yesterday on charges of aggravated manslaughter of a child and neglect. She has a newborn baby, also named Kathleen. Can you do that? I don't think that, like, women don't have, like, Kathleen Jr. That's weird to me. You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, get a different name for your baby. If your name is Kathy, you don't be like, this is little Kathy Jr. That's not how that works. It's weird. So she has a newborn baby. She took the baby to the doc, the pediatrician, that morning, brought along her 3 and 6-year-old sons. As they left the doctor's office, reports Daily Mail, Steele's oldest son dropped his mom's phone, shattering the screen, so she drove to a cell phone repair store in St. Petersburg to get the phone fixed. And this is where it gets wonky. Instead of bringing her children into the store, she turned the car off, rolled up the windows, and left them inside alone for a half hour. It was 81 degrees there. While she was inside, the baby, probably because it was being cooked, began crying. And the sheriff, Bob Gualtieri, I can't say his name, Gualtieri, says the 6-year-old took his sister, this is horrible, out of her car seat and began beating her to make her stop. When officers later spoke to the boy, he immediately admitted what he had done, and then he described in detail how he did it. He said, quote, I took the baby and I slammed her like this, and I slammed her down and I pushed her up to the ceiling. So law enforcement said, yeah, when he was talking about that, he was just flipping her this way and that way like a rag doll. He goes, that's the best way I can describe it, is that he pummeled her. And so the newborn baby, the sheriff said, was beaten so badly that she likely died in the car. He says, quote, this baby's face was a mess. There was no mistaking the condition that this 13-day-old infant was in. Now, you think that that's bad enough and that that's atrocious enough that the story stops there, right? You are wrong because, oh, I know. I hear somebody loading their dishwasher and they're like, the hell? Oh, no, sit down. It gets worse. So then Steele left. She exited the store where she was getting the phone store. She got into the car, and the little boy told her that his sister was in a, quote, serious condition. But she ignored him and went to run another errand at Enterprise Rent-A-Car. After another half hour, the family returned home. And that's when Steele called a neighbor who is a nurse, says Daily Mail, for help. The nurse immediately realized that the infant was dead, but called 911 anyway. And the baby girl was officially pronounced dead at St. Petersburg General Hospital. The law enforcement said that the girl had probably been dead hours by the time her mother noticed.
Hours.
She had sustained head trauma and had multiple skull fractures. Now, because of the boy's age, he's not going to be charged in his sister's death. His school district confirmed that he's not going back to school in the fall. This is horrific. This is like one of the worst things I've ever read in my life. Because this 6-year-old kid is going to grow up and at some point realize that he killed his sister. And look, I've got kids, and I know, first, I don't care how busy you are. You do not leave your kids in a hot car on a summer day. If you cannot take your kids into the place with you, you don't need to be going. A newborn baby, especially. Now, if your kid's like 15 years old and can keep the air on and knows how to lock the door in stranger danger, that's one thing. But a 3, a 6-year-old, and a 13-day-old? No. You wait and don't do anything with your phone until you can either take your baby. Why couldn't she have taken them in? I've taken my kids in when they were little all the time. Yes, I am judging on this. This isn't one of those cases where you see a mom whose kids are throwing a tantrum in the store. That happens to everybody. But you don't leave your kids in a hot car for 30 minutes, number one. Number two, you don't leave a newborn baby unsupervised with a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. That's number three or two or three. I don't even know. I'm just shocked over this. I can't. This is insane. I feel. And that 6-year-old. Do you think, Kane, do you think that he was too young to know what he was doing? He's six, and they seem, they're pretty smart.
No, I think kids are smart. I think at six, you do react emotionally way more. Like, you don't have control of your emotions at that age, you know what I mean? I would assume that was part of it. That's not an excuse for this kid, by the way. But here's what blows me away, is that this is a 13-day-old baby. If you've, anyone out there who's ever had a child or more, you know that even at that 13 days, you're not letting that kid out of your sight.
Mm-mm.
At 13 days. You're not letting that kid out of your sight for a couple few months until you've got a nice little routine down and the kid's nice and settled in. Then you start introducing it to friends and family, taking it outside all the whole night. Why on 13 days old are you doing this, leaving that baby in the car? I just don't, it blows me away.
And this 6-year-old now, I don't know what, they didn't say what the 3-year-old did, but...
What could he do?
Yeah, I know.
He was probably strapped in too, couldn't do anything.
I mean, I just can't even believe it. It's just so, it's like the saddest thing ever. It is the saddest thing ever. But this 6-year-old, this is going to follow him for the rest of his life, even though he's not being charged with it.
I don't think legally there's anything that they can do because of his age.
She's 62 years old, and I'm not going to say that, anybody, have kids whenever you're going to have them, but at the same time, I just don't think that she had her priorities straight here. That's negligence. To me, that was negligence. Oh, gosh, it's a horrific, just a horrific story, is it not? Oh, folks, quick break. When we come back, we have a Florida man on the way, and don't forget tonight, from 6 to 8 p.m., I'll be signing your copies of Flyover Nation at Gander Mountain in Fenton, Missouri, broadcasting here at 1260 a.m. The Answer. Don't go anywhere.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A 70-year-old church choir director in Arkansas got in big trouble for trying to protect herself and her home. She lives in a part of Little Rock where break-ins and violent crimes are common, so her home had bars on the windows. Apparently that offended some neighbors who complained to local authorities, and they had her arrested, even though the bars were already on the home before she bought it. She looked through the lens of liberty and fought back, telling the town council, "If I can find some more bars, I'll put them up on the rest of the windows." She understands what town leaders have forgotten, that the people's right to protect themselves is one of America's most important founding principles.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Now, I'm sure you know that I am a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's why I'm also a member of the USCCA, whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what firearms call in your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun, or maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or a shotgun for hunting season, or maybe it's your very first firearm that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any firearm, any brand, and any caliber. Just visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
There's a party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dress your comic best and join us in a fun and festive atmosphere. Thursday, August 11th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 Pit transforms into the ultimate comic party pit. Pure enjoyment featuring $1 select blackjack tables, food and drink specials, hot seat drawings, party wheel for prizes, and friendly dealers. Wear any comic, superhero, or villain attire and receive a free ace or $10 free slot play. Join the blackjack race for your chance to win an Apple iPad Air. See you there. For the ultimate comic party pit. The ultimate. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river. That's not all. Join us on the Elements Patio Friday, August 12th from 8:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. as it transforms into a luau patio party. Dress your Hawaiian best and get laid. Are you competitive? Put your skills to the test and enter the beer pong tournament for cash prizes. Featuring a live DJ, food and drink specials, and photo booths. See you there for the Elements Luau Patio Party. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Well, I was going to harmonize with Axel, but no. We've got to make some radio. Broadcasting from our St. Louis home, 1260 AM, The Answer. We're back home for today to sign some of your copies of Flyover Nation. You can't run a country you've never been to. I'm going to be at Gander Mountain in Fenton tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. I'll get there early. Come fellowship. Come hang out. Let me sign your book. How about that? Right? I don't know. Are you going to come out? Yeah, you are. All right. We got to get into Florida Man because I have a couple of stories you're going to love.
Hey, brother. It's time to check in on Florida Man.
So it's almost like Florida Man went to Alabama. But this is, now I know we call it Florida Man, but sometimes I'm like, you know that these are the people that end up going to Florida and trying to make y'all look bad, right? That's what they do. This is Alabama. Central Alabama Crime Stoppers, via WSB-TV, says that Alabama man Darius Williams, this is clever, posed as a delivery driver. And he entered the grocery stores with a large cart, like one of those like big things that you roll crates on. He loaded up the cart with cases of beer and soda and rolled it right out of the store where he put all the stuff in his car and drove away. He wore a uniform and has been convincing enough to fool several store managers in the area. Now, just I need to pause this for a minute, because if you're a delivery man, you deliver the beer. You don't take the beer. When you are delivering, just Marty and Kane, chime in here. Producer Kane, producer Marty. Chime in here, guys, because if you call, like, say you guys call a pizza place, right?
Yeah.
And you have them deliver pizza. Do they come to your home wearing the uniform and take
then
food
take
from
the
you?
Take the pizza?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Okay. So this is in Millbrook, Alabama. He's apparently done this multiple times, where he dresses up as a delivery guy, goes in with an empty cart, stacks all the beer that they have on his cart, and then takes it all away.
Brilliant.
That's what I... That's what I say. Brilliant. I mean, think about it. Why haven't I thought of this before? Because in the grocery store, you always see these third-party vendors in and out of the store
yeah.
all the time. So they may be taking old product out after they
refresh. No.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is if you're a store employee or even a customer, you're just thinking the delivery guy is taking old inventory back to the
I would
car.
Be like, I'll take that old beer from you. No, people drink that beer too much. That's not how that works, is it?
Well, I'm just saying that sometimes, like, let's say the Pepsi guy or something comes in, and if there's old Pepsi on the shelf, they're going to take that old Pepsi off, put the new Pepsi back on the shelf, and take the old product back.
Do they go right through the front door like this guy does?
I don't think so. Maybe not. Maybe
don't they
not.
Drive big trucks and stuff?
But it's enough to not question. I think
like,
that's what...
He's got Bud Light and stuff on his cart. Like, I know now. We're in St. Louis. We know how Bush works.
Right.
They have big trucks.
Yes.
And so they come with their big trucks.
Yeah.
This guy has a car.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah.
That's not how any of that works.
It's just
not
enough.
How it works. That's not how any of this works.
No, that is not how it works. Oh, my gosh. All right. It's not at all how that works. Let's see. Florida man, this is from Time. Florida man was banned from ordering pizza delivery after harassing phone calls. He caused local pizza businesses to lose at least $667. A judge has banned a Florida man in Sebastian, Florida, from ordering pizza delivery. For 3 weeks in June, Randy Riddle, golly, I love that name, Randy Riddle used 5 different phone numbers to call multiple pizza delivery restaurants and nearby cities. He ordered food, refused to pay, and sent deliveries to fake or abandoned addresses and called to tell businesses their food was gross. The businesses claim to have lost over $600 on food that Riddle did not pay for. Riddle's ban from ordering delivery was a condition of his bail. His warrant affidavit reads, quote, defendant shall refrain from calling any pizza establishment and or making any harassing calls or his bond should be revoked. So, I just want to get this right. He would call, yeah, how bored was this guy? He would call using different phone numbers, order food, he wouldn't pay for it, and he would send the deliveries to fake or non-existent or abandoned addresses, and then would call the businesses to tell them that their food was gross. So did he even actually get the food?
It doesn't sound like it.
He would just have it sent elsewhere and then call and be like, your food's gross.
And then he sits in the corner wringing his hands and diabolically laughing. I don't know.
Like, what on earth? That's like some Wile E. Coyote screwed up business right there. Oh, my gosh. I don't even, that doesn't even make any sense.
He just essentially created his lack of ability to now call for pizza. Legally, he cannot.
This is good, I guess. Who keeps a book this long? Sun Sentinel says a South Florida doctor returned a library book he borrowed as a student in 1976. We weren't alive. Michael Kelly was in his last semester of high school when he... No, you were barely alive.
I was 4 years old.
He, 40 years after he checked this book out, he's owner of a plastic... He's a plastic surgeon. He owns Miami Plastic Surgery. And he returned a book that he checked out from Kanawha County Library in 1976. And he also gave them a $500 donation. I'm pretty sure they probably ordered another book.
Like, no,
they,
of course.
It hasn't been 40 years later, and they're like, gosh, if that... Only if that... Man, that Michael Kelly hadn't checked out this book, we'd still have it. But that was nice of him to do it. Was he trying to, like, resolve his like, karma or something? I don't know. Like,
yeah,
what
I always
was
hear
that?
Stories like that, and then it's like a $5,000, you know, late fee.
Yeah. Monday I'll have to share with you that time that police arrested a dude who tried to rob a Regions Bank and then get away in a taxi. We'll have that story Monday. Quick break, our third hour on the way, broadcasting from 1260 AM. The Answer here in St. Louis.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he's concerned that a judge's ruling in Pennsylvania, which says voters don't have to show a photo ID, will open the door to voter fraud.
I've heard some stories about certain parts of the state, and we have to be very careful. I don't even know. Maybe you should go down and volunteer or do something. But without voter ID, there's no way you're going to be able to check it properly.
Speaking at an evening rally in Altoona, Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump says he has too much momentum going in Pennsylvania to lose the state to Hillary Clinton in the November election.
If we get cheated out of this election, if we get cheated out of a win in Pennsylvania, which is such a vital state, especially when I know what's happening here, folks. I know she can't beat what's happening here. The only way they can beat it, in my opinion, and I mean this 100%, if in certain sections of the state they cheat.
Trump has repeatedly questioned the integrity of the nation's voting system, an unprecedented assertion by a modern presidential candidate. Virginia State Police say six people have died in a plane crash near the Fredericksburg Airport. A small plane was attempting to land when it struck a tree line, crashed, and immediately caught fire. A police spokeswoman says all six people were from out of state. The cause of the crash is under investigation. A third body has been recovered from the burned-out remains of an apartment building in suburban Washington, D.C. The explosion and fire in Silver Spring, Maryland injured more than 30 people. Witnesses likened the blast to a bomb going off, and people more than a mile away reported their homes shaking, no word yet on the cause. And a man carrying members of a girls' high school water polo team was struck by a semi-trailer in Richfield Township, Ohio. The crash killed the van driver's teenage daughter and critically injured the van driver and four teenage players. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
A British teen girl who went to join Islamic State extremists has reportedly been killed.
Khadija Sultana is believed to have died in the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa in Syria several weeks ago. Sultana was 16 when she and two classmates traveled to Syria in February 2015 without telling their families. Their distraught relatives made emotional public appeals for them to come back. British police estimate that around 800 Britons have gone to join or support extremists in Syria and Iraq, and dozens of them have been killed. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A 7-month-old boy died today after being left all day in a hotspot utility vehicle in a San Antonio area Walmart parking lot. The child's father is employed at the store in the San Antonio suburb and told officers that he forgot to drop the child off at daycare before going to work this morning. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. U.S. businesses increased their inventories modestly in June as retailers continued to stock up, but factories reduced stockpiles for the 12th straight month.
The Commerce Department says overall business inventories increased 0.2% in June. Business sales were up 1.2% in June, the biggest jump since February 2013. Retailers recorded a 0.9% hike in sales and increased stockpiles by 0.5% for the second consecutive month. Manufacturers reduced inventories by 0.1% from May and by 3.7% from June of last year.
Correspondent Jeremy House, factories have been hurt by weak global demand and a strong dollar that makes their goods costlier overseas. Retailers were helped by strong consumer demand in the spring. Consumer spending rose at a healthy 4.2% annual rate from April through June. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progress. The Backroom Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
And it's crucial that every American have access to the education and skills they need to get the jobs of the future. So we will fight to make college tuition free for the middle class and debt free for everyone.
Wait, what? How does that work? It's going to be free for the middle class and debt free for everyone. So Do we all get unicorns? What all do we get? How does that work, folks? It's going to be debt free. Everybody gets, if you're middle class, you get free college. But if you're rich, we're going to punish you, and you don't get free college. If you're middle class, you get free college. And then we will make it debt-free. How do you make that debt-free? She's not talking about doing anything that's stopping the higher education bubble from ever ballooning. But she, how does that doesn't make any sense. Oh, and 2 + 2 = 8. That's how that works. Third hour of the radio program, folks. We are broadcasting here live in St. Louis, 1260 AM, The Answer. Our home affiliate here. And it's good to be home. I tell you, when we flew across the Mississippi, well, by it anyway. We didn't, like, actually cross it coming up from Dallas. Everything got a lot greener up here. I forgot how green it is. It's so green. It was like, look how green we still are, Dana. You can't even get your petunias to stay alive down in Dallas because the sun scorches them. Sure, Texas may have brisket, but we have emos. Oh, by the way, can we just have a conversation about that real quick? If you're not from St. Louis, I'm really sorry that you've never been here or you're not from here. And you probably think your pizza is really awesome. I swear they didn't pay. They didn't pay us for that. Right? Yeah, okay. They ought to. No, but I'm sure you think your pizza is awesome. Like, everyone's like, oh, you got to try our Chicago-style pizza. Yeah, it's great. Or the New Yorkers. Yeah, why don't you come up? That's not a New York accent. Why don't you come up here and have our New York pizza? It's delicious, huh?
It's huge.
It's huge. It's a huge pizza. It's the best pizza ever. No. You haven't had God's pizza. Now, some people are going to get angry at me for saying that. And that's because they're Satanists. I don't know how to describe the emo's pizza. Like, our friends are like, what is this emo? Hmm. No. It's a pizza. It's only in, like, St. Louis, though, right? It's like the pizza. It's a pizza, wings, salad, and sandwiches chain. And it is like a thin crust pizza sprinkled with magic and pixie dust and sauce and Provolone cheese that apparently when I asked for that in Texas, they look at me like I just asked for them to butcher a two-headed calf right there in the aisle. And it has all kinds of good stuff. It's a Sicilian-style crust. I don't even care what it is. It's a Sicilian-style crust. Is that what that
is? Well, they call it St. Louis-style now. But it was originally based on the Sicilian-style thin crust.
And now, Kane's also from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. We're both born and raised. He's also from St. Louis. And so, it's a thin crust pizza. You cannot get anything like it in Dallas.
No.
They don't do pizza.
No.
Tex-Mex? Oh, yeah. Frozen margarita? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Texas wins.
Oh, my gosh. In the Olympics of frozen margaritas, Texas is like the gold medalist of all time. They have all the medals for that. They took gold, silver, and bronze. Did you know that?
I didn't.
The frozen margarita competition this year?
I had no idea.
In the Olympics? Yeah, they just got the next last gold, like this earlier today.
They didn't get Zika, did they?
No, Zika.
Okay, thank God.
So they have, it's a thin crust pizza. And they asked, they said, well, hey, because the 1260 was like, hey, what would you guys like to eat for lunch? And I'm like, you're going to feed us? It's awesome. And I immediately thought, emos. A little voice inside of my head was just screaming and kicking on the inside walls of my brain. Emos, Dana! Emos!
That's not a little voice.
No, it's not. So I'm like, emos? So we walked in, and I saw the emos guy at the door when we came in. I think I scared the hell out of him. Because he was in his emo shirt, and he had his emos, the little pizza bag for emos. And that's how serious, like, y'all don't even understand how serious this pizza is in St. Louis. You don't understand. Chicago, you don't get it. New York, no, I'm sorry. Like, it's a religion here. And I think it's actually little pieces of pizza that they give out for communion, little pieces of emos. So anyway, it's holy. I told you it was God's pizza. So he's at the door, and I just, because I sometimes blurt things out without saying, like the time I fell on pee in the, not mine, in the airplane. I'll tell you about that in a second. So I just saw the guy. I swear to you, you didn't hear that. I just told it once. I walked in, and I saw this guy, and he's an older man. I go, I love you. That's all I didn't know what to say. I just saw him, I love you. That's the only thing I could do. And he looked at me like, you're awkward. And I could tell he was immediately searching for another adult, looking behind me to see if I was accompanied by another adult.
Right, like, or a security officer.
Yeah. Like, where did she come from? And then I immediately told him my life story. Like, oh, we moved to Dallas 3 years ago, and they don't have emos there. You know, you can't even get Provolone. And what do you put in the sauce? And they don't have salad like yours either, and nobody knows how to make sandwiches.
I would expect him to say something like, yeah, we get that a lot.
And he was like, oh, that's all he said. I felt so bad for him. I do that. No, did you? I'll tell it real quick. I forget.
That's
where
a real
I was
story.
Going.
You fell in somebody else's pee.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear this one.
So I was traveling to New York, and I don't like airplane bathrooms. Like, if I have to use it, I'll make a nest on the seat with tissue. Like, I'll make, like, a, like, how, have you ever seen a bald eagle's nest? It's like that, but on the toilet seat. I'll do that anytime I'm not home. Like, there'll be a brand new toilet paper roll, and then when I leave, it's gone, because it was for my nest. Anyway, so I happened to be back in steerage, and I was watching, because I needed to use the restroom, but I was like, can I maybe hold it out until I'm at, you know, there? So I don't care if this is TMI. Shh. And then I kept an eye out to see who was going in the restroom. And there were a lot of dudes in suits going in there, right? A lot of men in suits. And I'm like, oh, because normally I like to would go before a man. Just because, sorry, I live with all men. Even my dogs are boys.
Ladies first.
Y'all are crazy in the bathroom. Like, I don't know what y'all do, but it's everywhere. So anyway, it's like somebody put in like one of those sprinkler things that you get for a toddler. So anyway, all these guys in suits were going in and went in and... I thought, okay, I have to. We're going to be landing at the airport soon, and I have a quick turnaround, and I got to get to the studio in New York. So I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Went into the little restroom thing there, and I shut the door, and there was liquid all over the floor. And you know how the floor kind of looks like a Lego sheet? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, they have the rays. Like, I always wondered about that. These are the things that, and like, why are hotel bathroom walls textured? But that's a whole other discussion. So I'm in there, and it's like I had to straddle everything because there was all liquid in the floor. And it was getting to be like some serious Olympic-level gymnastics and it's a tiny bathroom. And the next thing I knew, like, I slipped and I banged my head on the door of the bathroom. And then I had to grab the sink so I didn't fall in the liquid. And I elbowed the door, and it was as loud as possible. Like, I know the whole plane heard it because it was one of those early morning flights and all the shades were drawn. Everybody was sleeping, and no, there was no sounds at all. Like, nary a baby cry. So I'm like beating up the bathroom, and I've never had this happen, but one of the airline, you can't say stewardess anymore, right? Servers, whatever the hell they're called, the people on the plane that bring you drinks, they...
Flight attendant.
Thank you. They knocked on the door, and they said, is everything all right in there? And I didn't even know what to say. Like, what do you say? Because, I mean, I had bong, bong, like that.
Yeah, things are clearly not all right, but you wouldn't tell a person that.
So I just said, it's all right. I just slipped on some pee. I yelled it as loud as I could so they could hear me, right? And then I realized, oh, my gosh, they're going to think I did that. And I go, it's not my pee.
That was the important information you thought they needed to know.
Yes. And just because I didn't want them to think that I had peed on the floor.
Well, yeah.
So then I came out, and it was awful. It was just awful because I know, because I could feel their stares. But then I stared back at all of them. I was like, how dare, like, what are, were you, like, how, you were men in suits. You're dressed businessy and fancy. You should not have, how did the bathroom get like that? That's what it's like being a conservative in a progressive world. Did you know that? Boom, you knew I was going to send that back into politics.
Bam.
Whoa, bring that tugboat to shore. Let's kick it into some quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, yeah. So, this is... We mentioned this very briefly, I think in passing the other day. Nabisco is releasing a new limited edition Oreo cookie with Swedish fish-flavored filling. They're rolling out the flavor slowly this week. That sounds nasty. They also made Limeade Watermelon Fruit Punch Cookie Dough, Marshmallow Crispy, and Fruity Crisp Oreo flavors. None of those sound good. I've never had a Swedish fish. What?
It's like a flat gummy bear or something, right? I mean...
I don't like to eat fish unless it's an actual piece of fish.
No, it doesn't taste like fish. It's candy.
Oh.
Swedish fish is candy.
What does that taste like?
It's like
What do fish taste like to Swedes?
It's a flat gummy material. And you sort of, when you peel it off the thing, you wiggles like a fish.
Who eats this?
The Swedish fish.
What does it taste like? Is it licorice?
Like, no, it's like the gummy bear. It tastes like gummy.
That's
right?
Gross.
I haven't had Swedish fish in a while.
Marty doesn't.
Yeah,
I know, but that doesn't tell me what they taste like. It's
well,
just a soft, chewy candy. Yeah. I see something that's like that, and I'm like, it tastes like gummy fish. That's
and
nasty.
And you know how gummies get stuck in your teeth and the whole nine? Like, I can't imagine
I don't
that
eat
with
that
my
in
Oreo.
Oreo.
Yeah.
That's nasty. Now, I've not had the Fruity Crisp Oreo because that looks disgusting. My son got a birthday cake Oreo once. That looks also gross. So does the cookie dough. These are flavors, guys. Oreo is straight cream. Whatever that taste is, that's the taste in the cookie.
And is it oxymoronic to have cookie dough cookie? Like, I mean, is that too redundant?
And I don't mean to sound racial, but I don't like those white wafers that they use for the Oreos.
The white wafers? I haven't even seen those.
Like for the fruit punch,
the vanilla
it's
ones?
The white cookie with the red filling? No.
Yeah.
Nope. No thank you. None of that. Ugh. Quit messing with the good stuff. Just stop it. This Ronda Rousey's former training partner, Kayla Harrison, became the first American to win back-to-back judo golds after nearly quitting for MMA. And now she's a gold medalist twice. She forced France's challenger to tap out in the final. She's the winner. That's awesome. This is, speaking of some Olympic stuff, a defeated Egyptian judoka refused to shake hands with his Israeli rival after the Israeli beat him. And fans were pressuring the Egyptian competitor to not shame Islam, quote, shame Islam by taking part. Israeli Or Sasson defeated Egyptian Islam El Shahabi in the judo first round at the Rio Olympic Games. After the fight, El Shahabi refused to take Sasson's hand in a major breach of judo etiquette, and then he was booed. But before the bout, he had come under pressure from nationalists in Egypt to withdraw entirely. When he wouldn't shake his hand, they forced him to go back out on the mat and bow, which they should. I mean, if you can't compete against everybody, then you don't compete at all.
He's a sore loser.
Yeah, he's sour grapes and also a bigot. Interesting. Secret Pentagon report reveals, the U.S., quote, created ISIS as a tool to overthrow Syria's President Assad. What? This is a report that has been, actually the first word of this began coming out in September. Zero Hedge says that it was a strategy against ISIS in Syria is all about pushing the Qatar pipeline through. Russia's pushing back, noting that the U.S. was using ISIS as a pretext for bombing Syrian government forces and warning that such a development would lead to huge escalation of conflict in the Middle East and North Africa. Well, that's one of the reasons why the administration wanted to arm certain rebels in Syria. And that's what some were saying, that Benghazi was the thoroughfare for that, that they were just, you know, running weaponry through that. Pretty unbelievable. And Daily Beast, they had a grinder baiting story that sparked outrage. They outed gay Olympians after one reporter decided to get on Grindr, which is a gay dating app, and decided to out all of the Olympians that replied. These are progressives that did this, by the way. Yeah. And so then Daily Beast had to apologize and they removed the story, of course, after it was already published and all of this other stuff. These are progressives that did that. Just, you know, kind of, I want to point that out there. These are the ones who did it. Folks, the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, I'm a member of this group. And this is, I can't tell you how important it is to know what to do after you were forced to use your firearm, your lawfully owned firearm, in self-defense of your life or your family's life. There was one story where we had a USCCA member who heard people breaking in his house at about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And thankfully, he was armed. As soon as his 10-year-old started screaming from the end of the hallway from her bedroom, he went and grabbed his Springfield XD and the thugs took off. And in the time it took for him to grab his firearm, the thugs ran off, and that's what saved their lives. Would you know what to do, though, if you were forced to use your firearm in self-defense? Like, after, do you know what to do, what to say, how to kind of handle everything legally, what to say to the police? Do you know that you may even be detained for defending your life by police? See, these are all things that you need to know, and USCCA has a free guide that I want you to go download today. It has 23 life-saving strategies and it answers some questions as to what happens after you use your firearm in self-defense. Just go to protectthemtoday.com. That's protectthemtoday.com. This copy is free. It downloads quick. It's a life-saving guide. Go and get it from the USCCA, protectthemtoday.com.
Now what? That's the question chronic pain sufferers are asking. Following the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's release of the first ever national guidelines designed to curb the alarming increase in prescription drug deaths. According to the latest statistics, a record high 28,647 deaths involving opioids were recorded in 2014. But here's the catch. Even though that's a 14% increase over the previous year, the CDC, for now, is only advising doctors to voluntarily stop prescribing the potentially addictive pills in most situations, and to instead look to alternative approaches. The most popular alternative for those suffering from musculoskeletal conditions like low back pain and neck pain? Chiropractic care. In fact, studies have shown that drug-free chiropractic care results in improved patient outcomes, higher satisfaction, and lower costs. Notes the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress's Sherry McAllister, it's heartening that the growing opioid epidemic is finally gaining attention. Learn more at www.f4cp.com.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of The Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, August 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Dana now at 844-344-3262.
I was watching this video on Facebook last night instead of sleeping. And I've never heard of this guy before, but I started watching all of his videos. Sebastian Maniscalco. Have you all ever heard of him before? He is one of the funniest people I've ever heard. And he was talking about how, because he has this whole thing on Navy SEALs, which is awesome. And then he was discussing, like, the difference between what happens when your doorbell rings now as opposed to 20 years ago. And he was saying, you know, 20 years ago when your doorbell rings, you know, everybody was so excited to see the guest. I'm not going to do his bit. But there was one thing that he did that stood out to me, because he said that when company would come over, your mom had an Intamin's cake. And he's like, you know, your mom would be like, she'd lay the Intamin's cake out in the middle of the table and was like, cut yourself a slice. And I thought, oh my gosh, my parents had Intamin's cake. They had a coffee crumb Intamin's cake. And I was always like, why do they have that? Like, my mom would keep it on top of the microwave. And I never was able to get a piece. But she would keep that Intamin's. And it was for, quote, air quote, company. That was what company got. If company came over, because we have a million people in our family. Like, I think I have like 4,000 cousins or something. Like, it was like rabbits, my grandma. It was just, you know. And that's the only time I could get that Intamin's cake, is if company came over. And then she'd lay it out. Anyway, I'm going to post it on the Dana Show Facebook page, the public one. Broadcasting from 1260 AM, The Answer here in St. Louis. We're in town for Flyover Nation and to visit with y'all. Signing tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. at Gander Mountain in Fenton. Keep it here. Back in a minute.
The Dana Show.
You've heard me talk about the Liberal Phone Company, whose motto is literally phone-powered progressive change. Here's what we're up against. Credo Mobile has given $81 million to progressive causes in the past 10 years alone, and Credo Mobile is the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. But now there's a way to combat their liberal agenda. It's the alternative choice, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone provider. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone, but they donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk text data for just $70 a month. I use Patriot Mobile because I care about where my money goes, and they provide exceptional service. Use promo code Dana, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. Patriotmobile.com. Use promo code Dana to waive the activation fee.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO style event. Dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palos Cedros Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Here's some important information from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Hey, this is Carl Bott from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out! It's out! It's out!
The Dana Show.
Audio soundbite 14, please. Hillary Clinton decides to talk Olympics.
If Team USA was as fearful as Trump, Michael Phelps and Simone Biles would be cowering in the locker room, afraid to come out to compete.
Wait, what? So, is she saying that Trump is like Phelps and Biles? What does that even mean?
Like, if the whales were in the ocean, they wouldn't be able to swim and get a gold medal in our pools, am I right? So good, Hillary. What does that even mean? Did she just have a mini stroke?
It didn't mean... Can you
play that again? Did we hear it again. It's our bad, man. Go ahead.
If Team USA was as fearful as Trump, Michael Phelps and Simone Biles would be cowering in the locker room, afraid to come out to compete.
What? What am I missing?
I guess she's implying that Trump is afraid to come out and compete.
If that's the case,
wouldn't we just not see Trump ever? I mean, because that's not happening.
It's just so confusing to me. Producer Kane thinks that Marty in D.C., our associate, I'm calling on you now. I'm calling you out, Marty. Did that make sense to you?
Or are we?
No,
just
not
goofy?
Even a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just wondered. I was like, maybe it's us.
And you know what's weird is that they put a tweet out that almost said word for word what she just said yesterday.
Yeah.
And the tweet didn't even, I sat there and read the tweet over and over again. I still don't understand.
It didn't even make any sense when we played her saying it.
No.
No. If Team USA is fearful as Trump, Michael Phelps and Simone, this is like, no. This is like a bad game of Sudoku where it doesn't actually work.
Is she implying that Trump is afraid of her? Like he's fearful of her?
I don't. Do you really think she watches the Olympics either?
I don't.
Did you hear how she said their names? Like she had no idea who the hell they were. And Simone Biles. Said that right? Somebody get with the, what is the little EpiPen that she has? Somebody,
yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't even make any sense at all. Okay, so the Olympics, did you guys watch some of the Olympics? I did. I don't even know what is going on with the swimming. I'm just like, because when they did the 200-meter whatever relay thing, I'm going to admit to you, I don't know anything about it. I don't know what they do. I ran track, and it's not like a track. It's in water. I ran track and field. I did the 800, 4x8 mile, and 2 mile. Well, I did classical ballet. So I don't even know anything about gymnastics. Like, I'm like, that's the balance beam, that's the hurdle horse, whatever, vaulty thing. There are the parallel bars, and then the floor exercise. So I know all of these things. But all I know, when I was watching Phelps go and swim yesterday, I just was like, swim with your arms hard, go, go. I ran out of things to yell at the television. My dogs thought I was dying. I was on the edge of my seat, literally, like almost fell on the floor. And then he went. So he jumped in the water, and then he went down the pool one way. And then as he was coming back, I thought, it's done. It's over. Oh, no, he's going some more. He's going down. So I was like, I got all excited, and I thought that was the denouement. That was the end, and it was not. And then the Olympics, the gymnastics, what? With Simone Biles and Allie Raisman. That is awesome. Simone Biles is so cool. I was wondering about Simone Manuel, who was the first black American or first black Olympic swimmer to medal in an individual race. And I kept hearing, and I didn't see it, but maybe I had been distracted because I had my dogs and I was packing. But we had a listener who said, no, they did show her medal ceremony. And I did see it, so that's good because that was a historic thing. That was awesome. And she didn't even know that she couldn't even believe it. She was just like, oh, all glory to God. She was great. But the gymnastics, that was Marta Caroli. You guys know the story of the Carolis, Bela Caroli and Marta Caroli, his wife. So they defected from Romania, and they coached Nadia Comăneci in some Olympics that way long ago. They coached her in the Olympics, and she was like the first gymnast to ever get a perfect 10. And she got the gold, and then they defected, and they're in Huntsville, Texas. And this, after Bela retired after the 2008 it was 2004 Atlanta Games. After he retired after Atlanta, we had a bad showing in 08, and Marta came on then, and after that or something, and I don't know, something like that. Anyway, she'd been coaching. Whenever a Caroli's involved with the Olympics, like our gymnasts, they leap to the moon. I don't know what it is, but that last night was the team, the Final Five. They called themselves the Final Five because that's Marta Caroli's Final Five gymnasts. And so that was sort of sweet to watch. But and the Bela Caroli was there, so that was pretty cool. The diving pools, did you guys see? We were talking about this a little earlier. With the pools, they shut down the diving pool, one of the pools, because not like the practice pool, but like the actual competition pool, because it was as green as Shrek's pond. It was nasty. So they shut that pool down. And then Tom DeLay, who is a bronze medalist diver and something or other, I don't even know. I just know I'm like, he was like, well, I hope we haven't been diving into anything nasty. It's kind of gross. I hope we haven't been doing that. Track and field starts today. And Daily Mail reported that as track and field is starting, they say nobody's there. And that officials finally admit that they have a problem. The first morning of track and fields, they should have seen because the stadium capacity is 46,931. But as the 110-meter hurdles and the heptathlon started, the stadium seats were mostly empty. A world record in the 10,000-meter got kind of some applause from the mostly empty stands. And then Rio's 2016 chief spokesman, Mario Andrada, admitted that barely half-full venues were a problem. He said some of the events have massive crowds and massive atmosphere. I don't know if that meant, you know, like beach volleyball or swimming. I think people go where the personalities are. I think they go where the athletic stars are. Although, I would totally be there at track and field, because that's my thing. I would totally have been there at that, watching like some of the relays. Man, that's like awesome to watch. But they said that, like, when Phelps swam last night, it was insane because the whole media platform was full. Like, there were all of these celebrities in attendance. And that's because he's, what is 24, 25 now, medals. He's got 24, 25 gold medals. I don't even remember.
24 now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the most decorated Olympian in history. And remember how at the start of the opening ceremonies, they were trying to take away the flag from him and give it to that Muslim-American woman just because she was the first woman to wear a hijab competing from America, even though she had never been to the Olympics before, and she was quickly eliminated after, like, 2 days there. And then she has, like, all of these – she's very pro-Palestine and anti-Israeli state. I'm glad that they didn't capitulate to that, because that would have been an insult to the spirit of the games. I mean, he's like he's the most decorated ever. And it was kind of neat to see that, because Michael Phelps has had this comeback story, which has been really cool to watch too. America loves a good comeback story. That's what I think a lot of people forget. And especially with regards to politics, there's nothing that America loves more, right or left, than a good comeback story. Like, his is, people love stories. They love stories.
I just looked it up. According to what I see here, 5 hours ago, the story was he's 22 medals. He's at 22.
Okay. Well, he'll probably have a million
before
the day ends.
Exactly.
He'll blink or something. And, yeah, I can't believe how fast. And then he swam last night. And what was it? Was it 200-meter freestyle? I don't remember. Lochte came in fifth. And then all I know is Phelps was first, and he was chilling there for a while before everybody got to the finish. And then he did a qualifying race. It wasn't like the race. It was just to get him in the finals. And he, you know, you could tell he was still tired, but he was chilling. He came in second, barely, by like a split second.
Right.
And that was only because he was just qualifying. He wasn't, you know, you don't push it through that hard on your qualifier. But that was, yeah, the individual medley. That was amazing. That he has 22 gold, 26 medals overall. So that's good. But, he was pictured smoking pot. He was pictured, he got in trouble for DUI, all this stuff.
Right.
And then he was in rehab, actually, very recently, just a little over a year ago. And now he's engaged, and he's got this cute little baby. Some people were hitting on that baby's name. His name's Boomer Phelps. I love that baby's name. So everybody can, shh. Is your daddy got 26 medals? Oh, he don't? Shh. Your daddy got 22 gold medals? Oh, he don't? He's 22 gold medals. He could name his baby Boomer anything. He earned it. But anyway,
Baby Boomer.
Yeah, I love the comeback story. He went through a lot of problems. His mom's a single mom. He went through all this stuff to get there. And then after he tasted that fame and he was at the height of his success, everything started crumbling down. He had to come back from all of that and from the national shame of what he went through and all of that stuff. And you can watch his interviews now. And I made this remark to Chris last night because he was being interviewed right after he won his 22nd gold. And he was so much more down to earth than he had been in previous interviews. He had a certain air of wisdom about him. Like, he'd gone through hell and back. He had been through it. He was almost banned. Well, he got banned for 6 months from swimming, and he went through it and he came back stronger, and you can tell his head's on straight, and he's very determined, and his mom's proud, his fiance's proud, her parents are proud, and he's there with his baby. And it's just, that's a great story to see. And people love a good comeback story. They love it. And they love a good comeback story no matter what it's in, whether it's in entertainment, whether it's in sports, whether, like Britney Spears, how she shaved her head and beat up that paparazzo's car with her umbrella, right? Like, that was her lowest moment. And everybody was just waiting for her to come back. Like, they were just waiting. And then she came back, and she has this residency in Vegas and all of this stuff. And America loves a good comeback story. That'll remain to be seen whether or not that happens with us politically. If it all goes badly in November, will we even have the stomach to anticipate or to hope for or work for a comeback on the right? That's going to be the story. We got to watch for it. I don't know. Quick break. We're broadcasting from 1260 A and The Answer. And as you know, tonight,
Gander Mountain in Fenton, my last live book signing event of this book tour. We're wrapping it up in my hometown. Now, you are going to have options later on online to get a signed book. It won't be personalized, but you'll be able to get one online later, and I'll share the details with you as soon as they're available. But tonight is the last live book signing. At live events, at live signings, you can actually go, I personalize it. And I like to see who takes the time to, you know, to get your book, you know. It's a real personal thing. First off, this is a very personal book because I get into some serious biographical stuff in here that I haven't even talked about on air. And I probably will never mention on air, but it's just more comfortable to put in a book, you know what I mean, than to actually sit with no buffer like the page and the ink in front of you and share it with people. But it gives you insight into how I am the way I am, definitely. And it's a personal book. And so I always like to meet people who they take the time, they spend their hard-earned money on getting your book. And there's a lot of good stuff in it. It explains exactly why we are in this position politically. And it talks about everything from faith. It talks about not just culture, but faith and responsibility and family and just the differences in how we see certain mundane things, big issues and small issues, and compare that to how Flyover Nation, because a lot of people are how the East Coast and West Coast sees it and compares it to how we see it in Flyover Nation. Because a lot of people, I don't blame a lot of people who are on the East or West Coast for not completely seeing things the way that we do. I was talking with a friend who was born and raised in New York, and when I was there on my book tour, it amazed me because she had grown up and had been her whole life in like this 5-block radius in New York. Like you could live in a 5-block radius in New York and never leave. And I just thought, do you consider yourself more sophisticated or worldly just because you're surrounded by more concrete? Or because if someone had said that they grew up in the same rural area out in the country and that's where they had always been and that was their, you know, their worldview, what's the difference? And they were never raised with the idea of firearms or the idea of having a neighborhood church or anything like that. And that, I mean, when you are surrounded with that on all sides, I kind of get there's some people who I think are just, they have no other representatives, no other influences, and that's how they're raised. Anyway, I get into all of that in the book. I hope to see you tonight, Gander Mountain in Fenton. Thanks to Gander Mountain for hosting Books A Million, providing the book. So if you don't have your copy yet, shame on you, but you can get it tonight, and I'll personalize it for you. And, of course, our affiliate, 1260 AM, The Answer. Quick break. We are back in minutes with Today in Stupidity.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank up the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
Of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
Broadcasting live here in St. Louis from 1260 AM, The Answer. I'm in town to sign your copies of Flyover Nation. You can't run a country you've never been to. This is the last live signing event for this book tour. And get there early. I would definitely suggest to get to Gander Mountain early. But I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope to see you all there tonight, if you're in the area. I came from Dallas, so you can come a little ways too. Come see me. Let me sign your book. I'm going to leave you with a feel-good story today that had us sort of laughing at our own selfishness. This has to do, Daily Mail, with a Texas great-grandmother, 69-year-old Brenda Jones, had waited 7 months for a liver transplant, and she gave it to a 23-year-old newlywed who had just hours to live. She had been battling against a slowly failing liver for months, and right before she could get the replacement organ, a crisis emerged. Abigail Flores had suffered complete liver failure and had hours to live. So this elderly woman, she gave up her transplant. It was her choice. She was at the top of the list. She was waiting for surgery. When the doctors asked her on July 18th, would you give it to a young woman who is about to die in hours? NBC DFW quoted her saying, I had time to wait, and she didn't have any time to wait. So that was just common sense. She was diagnosed with liver failure a year ago, but was struggling on. But Abigail Flores, it was critical. Her liver had totally collapsed. She was being airlifted to the hospital, and she literally had hours to live. They were at Baylor University Medical Center when Jones's transplant surgeon asked if she'd be willing to give it up. And Jones had said,
all I could think about was that I had more time to wait a little longer on the liver, and she didn't have any time, and I knew that's just what I had to do. Flores' transplant was a success, and she remains hugely grateful to the woman who saved her life. She says, quote, "It makes me feel good because my husband and I, we just got married, and we want to have kids, and she gave me the opportunity to be able to do that later on in life." And look, Jones had good news of her own. She was put right back on top of the waiting list, and she got a transplant just 4 days later. Both women are now recovering in hospital rooms across from one another. The end. Go to bed now. No, I mean, seriously, how sweet is that? Isn't that the 4 days later, right? Now, she had time to live, because I asked Kane, I'm like, would you have done that?
And I said, at my age, no. I wouldn't at my age.
I mean, the age I am right now, no.
With yeah, kids, I wouldn't do it. I don't know.
But
I just
then
would.
It's like, I don't know. But then this woman, I mean, you know.
But if I'm 69 years old and right. I know that, and maybe I was the cause of my own liver issue, you know what I mean? I would probably think twice.
Marty put in Slack. He goes, "No way. I'm not giving away my liver. Every man for themselves." And then afterwards, he's like, "Just kidding. Jeez. Just kidding. Every man for themselves."
But I mean, if you're to be honest about it, I don't think I would. I don't think I would do what this woman did.
Well, I mean, if they told you that you were going to be back on the top of the transplant list, I mean, she got it 4 days later. I mean, she had, you know, she was like, "Look, I had time to wait." I think it was pretty selfless what she did. That was pretty cool. And I mean, you know, you just that's kind of amazing. You just have to have faith that it works out in the end.
Yeah,
that's what's cool. All right, so folks, tonight I'm going to be at Gander Mountain Infant in 6 to 8 p.m. Come out and see me. Last live event. For Flyover Nation. You can't run a country you've never been to. A big thanks to Gander Mountain. A big thanks to 1260 AM, The Answer, here in St. Louis, which is the youngest and most intellectual conservative talk radio you can get in this city. So make sure they have great programming here. Today in stupidity, Mr. Kane, what we got?
Well, you know, Hillary Clinton has been out there. You know the old joke, how do you know if Hillary's lying? Well, you know, her mouth is moving, her lips are moving.
Botox
lips. So she was really classic with this one because, it's so
believable. We got to go, but we can't play it now because we got to leave. No.
Oh.
Bye, guys. Come see Kane and I tonight. God bless you all, and I'll be back with you Monday.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. At least 2 deaths are being blamed on floodwaters caused by heavy downpours that pounded parts of the central Gulf Coast on Friday. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency. Rescue workers in the southeastern part of the state braced for more precipitation through the weekend. Meanwhile, temperatures in the 90s and triple digits are making life uncomfortable for people in the mid-Atlantic and northeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Valerie Miola says when you add in the extra humidity, it just feels oppressive.
It's much more difficult to stay outside for extended periods of time and get dehydrated much faster, especially if you're doing any kind of activities. So it can become a very dangerous situation when we get into the excessive heat.
A woman who's been widowed 3 times was convicted of second-degree murder Friday in the death of her second husband in 2006. The verdict in New Orleans came after prosecutors said Emma Rain plotted Ernest Smith's killing with her future third husband, James Rain, who was later shot to death. Authorities say that Emma Rain is a suspect in that slaying, too. Dinesh D'Souza's latest book, Hillary's America, tops the New York Times bestseller list this week. and comes in at number two on this week's list of favorites with the Conservative Book Club. Chris Malagisi, the club's editor-in-chief, tells the Salem Radio Network that even the left-leaning New York Times has to acknowledge the success of Hillary's America, the book and the movie.
That's true. I mean, this is completely out of character for them. But even they had to begrudgingly accept the fact that Dinesh D'Souza's book is just breathtakingly taking over all the bookshelves across the country. And they can't even deny that.
Hillary's America trails only Glenn Beck's new book, Liars, How Progressives Exploit Our Fears for Power and Control, on the Conservative Book Club list. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Snapchat has removed a filter for photos that some say promoted racist Asian stereotypes.
The social media's app filters, also called lenses, allow users to change their appearance with silly faces or morph themselves into cartoonish animals and other characters. A filter that Snapchat says was inspired by Japanese animation placed slanted eyes on a user's face. The filter was quickly derided by Snapchat users on Twitter. Some have been shocked by how much it looked like the classic cartoon caricatures of Asians, squinty eyes, and buck teeth. Los Angeles-based Snapchat tells USA Today the filter has been taken down and won't be used again. The company says its filters are meant to be playful and never to offend. Keith Peters reporting.
A Louisiana jury has found a man guilty of murder in the 1962 death of his first wife, who he had claimed accidentally drowned. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. U.S. producer prices last month registered the biggest drop since September, pulled down by tumbling energy and food prices.
The Labor Department says the producer price index went up 0.2% in April. That followed small declines in February and March. Producer prices were unchanged from a year ago. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, producer prices edged up 0.1% last month and 0.9% from a year ago. The figures indicate that overall inflation remains tame.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, a stunner at the Rio Olympics, Michael Phelps was beaten. Phelps found himself in a three-way tie for second in the 100-meter butterfly held off by Joseph Schooling of Singapore. While Phelps' loss left the crowd in shock, Katie Ledecky got them on their feet again as she broke the world record in the 800 freestyle. Two other Americans won gold, too, Anthony Irvin in the 50 freestyle, Maya Dorado in the 200 backstroke. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you're looking out at pets, your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Gold and silver prices change daily. With a solid reputation for more than 30 years in the bullion and coin business, the Gold Mart will help with questions regarding investing in gold, silver, and platinum. Whether you're considering diversifying a large portion of your retirement portfolio or purchasing an ounce or two to start your nest egg, the Gold Mart has the knowledge and experience to make your experience pleasant, and the Gold Mart never charges fees or commissions on your transactions, so you're assured of professional help without any high-pressure sales gimmicks. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by and speak with our friendly staff at 1191 Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Square.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
From downtown Chicago.
Brandmeier. It's the Johnny B. Show.
usually our receptionists do not get to the station till, today. They know The Rock is coming in, and there's Cece right up front. I'm walking out there. There she is, sitting there in the dark. Lights aren't even on. Yeah, you know it's Cece's here. Oh, yeah, I got to get some work done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, see, the phone lines aren't even picking up. There's no way that she's there at that front desk because she knows.
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Cece.
Yeah, why are you in so early today?
No reason.
I know the reason.
Did you see my lipstick?
I know. You are all dressed up. You are all made up. And you are waiting to hit up on The Rock.
I got a little cleavage going, too.
And you got cleavage going? It's weird. Usually I'm running around the hallways in the dark. There's nobody here. I zip by. I stop. I look. I go, Cece's here now? What the heck?
Hector tipped me off.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I knew there had to be a reason. Like, well, I've got to get some work done. Yes, here comes the
Rock. Well, this is my idea. I want this to be my Christmas card.
What, you and The Rock?
Yes, a picture.
Oh, so that's what you're going to move in on him for?
Yep.
Don't stop him from coming in here, though.
I will.
Come in here and get it if you want. I mean, follow him in, but I got to get him in here.
I know.
Did he walk past you yet?
No.
Jump on him. I dare you to jump on him
when
he walks in.
No, he's too, no.
If you jump on him.
He's a wrestler. He'll
if
hurt
you
me.
Wrestle, if you bring The Rock down to the ground, I swear I'll give you $500.
Johnny, you know I'm always up for a challenge.
I would give you $500 if you dive on his back, bring him to the ground, and ride him for 20 minutes.
All right, I'm going to try it.
20 minutes. You
great.
Have to stay.
We'll never get another guest again. Don't be afraid of the receptionist.
You have to stay on Rock's stomach for 20 minutes. You got to pin him down for 20.
Oh, my God,
that's
no.
That would be worth $500 just for the photo alone.
All right, I'll think about it.
Did he come in yet?
No.
Because Johnny, I just saw him on the security camera. He just walked in.
I know. Let's keep the phone on.
Okay.
No, I want to keep the phone. I want to hear what you say to him when he walks in. The Rock in, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
How can I help you? Can you show me some ID, please?
You'll be able to smell what he's cooking about 20 feet out.
Exactly.
Let's have you introduce him when he comes in.
Wait.
Now, do you have your camera right now?
It's behind me.
How are you going to get him to get a picture?
I'll ask him politely.
I can't wait to hear this. You better hit him up now or you're not going to get it.
All right,
I will. So as soon as you walk, keep the phone on.
All right, don't forget we have the bulletproof glass, though.
Right. So what?
You're expecting trouble?
Why do you think he's going to pull a piece out on you? Huh?
No, but, it's sometimes hard to communicate with people.
Oh, well, what do you mean? Just don't you knock on the window with the phone. When he comes in, I'm going to listen. You're going to say to him, hey,
Rockman, okay. Call him Dwayne.
Do I call him Dwayne or do I call him The Rock? Do I say Mr.
No,
Rock?
No, he just walked past you.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He's in the green room.
Oh, okay. Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, bye.
Bring him in here. Cece, bring him in here.
All right, I will. Bye.
All right.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Now, here's my question. How did he get past her at the front desk?
Andy took him to the green room, and they usually don't see very well when people pass by there.
So she just zipped in behind her. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. He just went right past her. That's so weird. How could he get past?
I still don't get it.
He's huge. How does he just sneak by?
The Rock doesn't just sneak by people. Do you smell? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, new movie, Gridiron Gang. Now, I'll bet you CC's got him, because the green room, Kent, would you say it's 15 steps from this building, my studio right here?
Yeah, 15, 20 steps.
Well, how would it take that long to get him down here? Unless CC now, our receptionist, has tackled him and pulled him to the ground.
Yeah, she's on his back.
They're on their way.
Oh, they're on their way? You said he was in the green room.
Well, I just saw him pass by.
You saw him pass by?
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Hey, man.
Cece, you found him.
I did.
I don't believe it. How are you? Nice to meet you, sir. Nice pleasure to meet you. We're on the air. What just happened here? Let me tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
Did you follow any of this? You just came in, right?
Yes.
So, Cece, I go down the hallway. Usually, can I call you The Rock? Dwayne? Yeah. What do I call you?
Dwayne's fine.
What if I call you, I call you the People's Champion, the Brahma Bull, the Great One? Huh? What should I call you?
Just smell what The Rock is cooking!
The Brahma Bull, the Great One, the People's Champion, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I could call you Flex Cavana.
Way back in the day. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
But anyway, so here's what happened. So I'm running down the hallway. It's usually dark. There's nobody around. You know, I zip down the hallway, go to the bathroom, and there is the receptionist right here.
I don't start till 10 a.m.
Yeah, till 10 a.m. And I go, wait a minute. Okay, I know what's going on. Yeah, she's waiting for you to walk by. she wants to get a picture with you. Is that right?
Yeah, and then you were distracting me. I missed him walking by.
And then, so what happened? They took you around the back?
Well, I got to tell you, yeah, we ran around the back. We're in the little holding room there, and she comes in, and she's like, "Hi, my name is Cece. I'm the receptionist. I'll be taking you in." And she had this look on her face, like, and I was like, okay. I said, yes. And she's like, I just like know if I have a picture. I said, yeah, of course.
Well, I told her to jump on you. I said, if you could pin me down for 20 minutes, she gets $500.
Oh, really?
Yeah, keep going. Yeah.
I used to watch wrestling. There's no way I'm tackling you down.
I cannot believe Cece. I knew it. She's all dressed up. She's got the makeup on.
Her shoes match her shirt.
Everything looks good. So go ahead. Get your picture. Is that all right with you? Could she get a picture with you?
Absolutely. We did.
I got it.
Oh, you did it already?
Yeah, she was
all right,
good.
Then go get out of here and answer the phone.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Good meeting you, too.
Wait, do you have any questions for him? Do you have any one specific question? You may feel free to ask him. I don't want to rush you out if you have a question for
me. No pressure.
I wasn't planning on talking to him. I just planned on looking at him.
All right, that's great. If you wouldn't mind, Rock, somebody just sat there and stared at you while we talk, would you?
Right.
Can you see the eye?
Like.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He did. He said, can you do the eye? And he just did it. He just did the eye. Oh, my God. All right.
Cece,
get out of here before you drool or something.
Bye-bye.
All right. Cece, the reception. I knew something was up. It's so funny because you never see anybody out there.
Especially at 7 a.m.
In the dark. Sitting in the dark. Oh, I see. And you're going to walk by. She's going to pretend like, oh, yes, I've got a lot of work. Oh, The Rock, what are you doing here?
Right.
What a weird coincidence. Oh, I didn't know you were here.
Hey, I got my camera. Do you mind?
Yeah. Do the eye. By the way, you know what that's not the funny thing about you. It's the great thing about you. Somebody just spit. What the heck was that?
Well,
did something just fall out of the ceiling here?
What the hell?
I think asbestos just fell out of the ceiling. But the cool thing about you is the fact that you are really a down-to-earth human being. Every time I've ever seen you, every time I've seen you on these shows, it seems to me like you're just a really down-to-earth guy. And when somebody like that says, can you do the eye? He just did it. You didn't go, well, I can't, you know. I can't do the eye right now. It's I'm very busy.
Right now. All right, I've got to get into character. Right?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's fun, man. She's a fan.
But do people do that to you? What do when they see you on the street? Well, you can't really hide very well, can you?
Yeah, no.
I mean, how does The Rock hide?
Not really. I try to put on hats, and then I just become, you know, oh, there's The Rock with a goofy hat.
Yeah, hey, Rock, I see the goofy hat you got on. What about glasses and a hat? What about a blonde wig?
Yeah, right? Only on Friday nights, though.
Yeah, like it'd be cool.
When I'm drunk.
Like a Be Cool. By the way, the best, honestly, man, I got to tell you, in Be Cool, you were unbelievable.
Oh, thanks, man.
But I think then that movie just shows all this different stuff you can do. And people are like, hey, The Rock, you can't act. What are you doing in acting? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I like? You say, yeah, you know what? Say what you
I'm
want,
do
man.
It.
I'm just going to keep it coming. I'm going to keep on coming and coming and coming.
Sure,
that's
sure.
The beauty of it right there. You just don't listen to them. You know what I mean? And Be Cool. Let me hear you singing here. Is this you singing in Be Cool? You come to tell me something. Oh, my God. You say I ought to know. Now, by the way, you can go see this on YouTube. You can pull this up anytime. You just go to The Rock YouTube, you know, YouTube.
Right.
And you can see you singing with these girls doing the step back, the dance step. It's so
That's
funny,
it.
Man. The dance alone is gay. All right, hold on. He don't love me anymore. Yeah. And I'll have to let him go. You say you're gonna take him, oh, but I don't think you can. Yeehaw! 'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Yeah, you ain't woman enough to take my man. Oh, I love that. I love that. Be Cool. That's about the best thing in that movie, I think.
Oh, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, it was.
Had a lot of fun.
You stole it, man. There's no question about it.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MAT. WeatherTech. Complete protection, completely American made.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle, and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It is fast-melting, quick-absorbing, penetrating deep relief. Perfect for sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has three powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bodley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
All right, let's keep smelling what the Rock is cooking. Let's keep smelling it. All right?
Is cooking.
We're talking Mummy Returns, Scorpion King, The Rundown, Walking Tall, Be Cool, the movie Gridiron Gang. Now, this is a true story based on a true story?
Sure, man. Yeah, true story. It happened about 14 years ago, and it's based off an Emmy Award-winning documentary. What this guy did, he was a probation officer.
This is the Sean Porter guy?
Sean Porter, right. Real guy to this day, oversees 5 prisons for kids, so he's still in that life. And he wanted to challenge these kids like they'd never been challenged. They all hated each other, all from rival gangs. And he said, listen, it's August. If you trust me, and if you put your trust in me now, come December, you won't be called losers anymore. He said, I promise you that, even though you're locked up. And what you got to remember is what's really incredible about this, and following that documentary at first, these kids never played. They never even played football. They had no idea how to put the pads on, and they had 4 weeks to prepare. They go out, and, you know, they get their asses kicked pretty bad the first couple of games.
Yeah.
But then they all make a stand and say, that's it. You know, we're done being losers. And they go on to have this incredible season. They go to state championships, and he becomes Coach of the Year, and really really inspiring movie. And I was proud to make it, and really honored to play that guy.
And did he see it? And did he say, because that's got to be really intimidating when the guy you're playing Sean Porter, he's the guy, real life, blah blah blah. And did you,
sure, man,
when the screen came up, when the lights went back up in the house, did you go, oh, what'd you think?
Well, absolutely. Well, he was the one guy who I wanted to get his feedback from, because you know, you got to remember, not only is this
that's
guy,
not me, I never said that.
Right.
I never said that.
You're right. You know what this guy is, you know, he didn't care about celebrity, and at first he just said, listen, if you're going to make this movie, make it real, make it raw, it's gritty, my world is violent, and so is their world, so tell the truth. And after it was done, the producer Lee Stanley went up to him. I wasn't there at the screening, and but there was probably about 500 people there, all standing ovation for him.
Yeah.
And what he was able to do. And then he was wiping tears away, and he said, just tell Dwayne I said thank you. And really, that was it. And, you know, he's a man of few words, but a really, really intense guy.
That's cool. You know, it's the weirdest thing. By the way, I see you keep moving your ear. You know the volume's down there.
Yeah,
is that blowing you out?
No, it's good.
Oh, okay. I thought I blew you out, man. All right, wait a minute. Is this a trailer from that movie or not?
Most young people, they make a bad choice. They have their car keys taken away or get grounded. Then there are the ones that make a bad choice. They get sent here.
You'll be here until the court decides what to do with you. Do you understand?
According to the teaching staff, the inmates here have trouble responding to authority, being a member of a team, and accepting criticism. Now, what one activity can improve them in all these areas?
So you want to start a football team?
Exactly.
Your neck is way, way out on this.
Yeah. Everybody listen up. The gridiron is a football field. On the gridiron, we do it my way. Not your way. Your way got you here.
Whatever gang you claim, whatever hood you're from, this is your hood now.
Hit it! Do those guys know, like the kid, the people that were in the movie, obviously, they didn't know how to play football, but they were learning just like the delinquents did. But when they were working with The Rock, were they like, hey, man, you know, or did you just say, shut it up?
No, yeah, that's a good point. What was important is, you know, in the documentary and in real life, those kids, that respect that was earned between them and Sean Porter was earned over time. So when we first got to the set, I made sure that those kids addressed me as Mr. Porter. There was no video games playing. There was no laughing, joking, or anything like that. I said, you guys are portraying these kids who were locked up at one time, a couple of which have already died, a couple of which are serving life-term prison sentences. You've got to give that
respect.
Yeah,
I don't want you coming up to me in the middle of this and telling me to do the eye.
No, do the
eye. I don't
want
to talk
about
the
hang out.
Yeah, don't do the gay song and be cool. I am the coach, right? I mean, it's
exactly.
Like method. You have to just go in there and just say, hey.
Absolutely.
This is the deal.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. By the way, you know the interesting part about Dwayne The Rock Johnson? And that's you, by the way. Walking tall. Just tell me if this is true or false, sir. Walking tall, you made $15,000. Is that true or false?
That's false. 1,000?
Yeah, I thought that was false. You know why? Because it talks about the salary. You went from one salary to the next, but it was the biggest jump an athlete had ever taken.
But you said 1,000.
Did I say you didn't make $15 million? The movie? What? No, you didn't make $15,000. Did you make $15,000?
No, not 15. You're saying 1,000.
If you did, I need to be your agent.
Are you saying 1,000? You're talking about million.
You did not make personally $15 million. I'm talking about what you personally made.
Yeah.
Did you make $15,000 for the movie? If you did, I need to be your agent.
I did indeed.
$15,000.
No, not 1,000.
You personally made $15 million for Walking Tall?
Yeah.
You what?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, wait a second. You did?
Yeah, I won't lie to you, man.
I do not want to be your agent. I want your agent. All right, wait. What's the highest?
He turned the fan on.
I just turned the fan on my face because I swear I'm not kidding you. That blows me away.
Yeah.
Because I thought there was a transition from, I thought, if you made $15,000, either you wanted to really show people you could do this, and you said, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And I'll take any money to show you that I can do it. But you made 15 mil?
No, 15,000. No.
Well, Corey, I mean, you wouldn't even, I know what you're, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at this, I go, it couldn't possibly have happened.
No.
Okay, wait a minute. What's the highest payday you ever got for a film, then?
It was that. That was the one.
$15 million.
Yeah.
Right on.
Nice penny, man.
Who's your agent?
Darren Stat.
What's agency is it?
UTA. He's the best.
Oh, man.
He's the best.
Because I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Walking Tall was 2004. Scorpion was 2002. Rundown, you know, it didn't make any sense. But I thought maybe you wanted to show so much that you could do this.
No, I love what I do, but, you know, I wouldn't.
15,000. I love that. I mean, as a matter of fact, I can tell you, I'm going to take some creative liberty that I'm going to stay with that story. So Rock, he made $15,000 just to show people.
Yeah. That's a good story.
That's a bad story. That's a bad story.
And he lived in his car.
Yeah, and he lived in his car to prove to people he could act. Ray, you're on with The Rock. Go ahead.
Hey, Rock, how you doing, man? Pleasure speaking with you.
You too, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just want to tell you, your movies are all great. Rundown, Walking Tall, The Mummy. Rundown just cracked me up.
Thanks, man.
My wife loves you. She talks about you all the time.
What does that mean?
That's what I'm saying.
No, what does that mean? She talks about him all the time. What does that mean?
No, every time she sees you, she says how hot he is on TV. It just cracks me up. I mean, you're a good dude, man.
I appreciate that, man.
Hello, Dan. You're on with The Rock, Dwayne, and The Rock Johnson. Go ahead.
Hey, Rock. How's it going?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, great. It's always good to see you up on the big screen. Hey, a couple of years ago, I heard you were doing a movie about King Kamehameha in Hawaii. Any truth to that, or is that still on?
Yeah, that is. That's still in development. That's at Sony right now, the same studio that's releasing Gridiron Gang. So I'm excited about that, man. That would be my Braveheart, and that's what King Kamehameha was. He was the Braveheart of Hawaii that united all the islands.
Yeah, you see him on all when you go over there.
You bet.
Right, aren't you doing another football movie after this?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're doing another football movie after this.
I love football. You know.
Yeah, you were a player, right?
Yeah, and it just happened to, I played football for 10 years, a lot of great players, on a lot of great teams, and I was lucky. So, we're playing it's a Disney comedy, a family comedy, which I'm excited about, so I could take my little baby girl to watch it.
You can't really take her to any of these right now.
No, not right now, one day.
But okay, so the movie that I understood you were trying to be use the New England Patriots as the template for the team, they wouldn't give you the rights to that, or is that a
no? What happened? There were three cities we were thinking about shooting in. Number one was Dallas, the other was Chicago, and the other one was Boston.
Right.
And with tax incentives, Boston was the one that beat out the other cities. It's positive.
It's
Disney, right, and there's nothing negative about it.
844-4JB-SHOW. The voicemail, 866-JBV-MAIL. Hold on, we're coming right back.
It's Johnny B.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Did you know some newer TVs, DVD players, and other items like chargers for electronic devices constantly draw a small amount of energy, even when off or not in use? When possible, either unplug or use power strips so you can easily turn off multiple items at once. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five-Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd, who's running for re-election. Let's find out how the re-election campaign's going, what his initiatives are for unfunded liabilities, crime, drugs, and more. We'll also discuss the Olympics and, of course, what's happening in the presidential races. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
Another day, me Johnny, one more day, a rock and roll me over, one more day.
Bang the table.
It's
like, you can't help it, can you?
You can't help it.
Here is the people's champ. Come on, doesn't it get you a little excited? The people's champ, the promo bowl, the great one. That, by the way,
I mean, you pull it off. Gridiron Gang, The Rock. By the way, you know how you can, do you ever sit in the theater? Well, I don't know if you do or not, but you sit in the theater and you see the trailers come up. So I see the trailers come up for Gridiron Gang, right? And when it's over, you always try to gauge the interest of the audience.
Yeah, you bet.
And that ends and they go,
yeah.
Like that, you know what I mean?
I love that.
And you can usually hear, it ends, it's a really a bad trailer.
Yeah.
You can feel it, just without even looking, you can feel it in the room. Do people want to see it or don't want to see it? And I saw the trailer, Gridiron Gang, and they went, oh, yeah, well, yeah, I want to see that. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool.
It's a cool feeling, man. I go to theaters specifically for that, too.
Do you do the thing where you go in and sneak in?
Yeah, you bet.
You do.
It's a great gauge, sure.
With the crazy hat and the glasses and the blonde wig.
Crazy hat. Be cool, singing.
You go in with the cowboy hat on. But wait, so you go in and you sit in the back of the theater and just kind of watch what's going on? Is this before it's released?
Yeah, for example, like last night we had a screening. We're going to have screening tonight in Chicago. Yeah. So I'm going to go and I'll sit in the back. And I'll just watch, and I obviously know how the movie unfolds, so I just watch the audience and watch how they respond. Man, it's a cool feeling.
Well, wait a minute though, isn't it too late if you watch how they respond and you think, oh, they would have responded better if we had done that? It's too late to change it. If you want to drive yourself crazy,
you can't drive yourself crazy like that because there's nothing you could do.
Right.
You know, so you just watch it and you see where they respond. What's interesting is see how people respond differently from the South than they do here than they would out West.
Right.
You know, and certain little things, certain jokes, sure.
Oh, right. Some regional stuff that might fly over here doesn't fly over there.
Right.
Yeah. Or you could stand up in the theater at AMC. Hi, everybody. Excuse me. Could you stop the theater for one second? I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'm the guy up there playing Coach Sean Porter. I just wanted to say that what we wanted, I know you didn't laugh here, but what I wanted to say, and the producers would not let me, I wanted to say this. You could stand up and do that.
Exactly. And now, please roll the film.
Sit down! Chicago, they would throw popcorn at you.
Exactly.
Sit down. You're on with The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, brother, how you doing today? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man.
Hey, I'm a diehard Ric Flair fan, but when you come out during the wrestling, when your noise hits, man, the crowd just goes absolutely bonkers. I mean, do you miss that? And if they had the right storyline, would you come back to wrestling?
That's a good question. If they had something that you would like to do, would you ever come back to it or no? Is that gone?
No, that's a good question. It's, you know, I could say it's probably gone, you know, because I don't foresee what the right storyline will be. Because for me, I always wanted to do something different and new and challenging, especially for me, not only for me, but for the fans as well. There's really nobody there now who I really want to rock and roll with. But you mentioned Ric Flair. Ric Flair's one of those guys who's been around for such a long time, and he's a great guy. I've known him since I was 8 years old, man. He's really cool, and he's still going at it, which is awesome.
Why don't you and I get something together? You can just I used to be a wrestler in high school. Let me just show you something, all right? Let me show you something. Like this. See? I scared you a little bit, didn't I?
A little bit, yeah.
It's just this stance. Okay, you used to remember that? Did you ever wrestle in high school?
Yeah.
No, did you?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. I mean, like wrestle, like grapple, you know? Like
I did, yeah.
You did? Oh, my God. I was the worst wrestler in the world. I'll tell you that right now.
It all starts with that move you just did.
A little bit? Did I back you down a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
I intimidated just a little bit.
Yeah.
You're on. Ken, you're on with The Rock. When you're not looking, Dwayne, I'm just going to jump on your back. Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
Hey, good morning, Rock.
Hey, good morning, man. How are you?
Pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
You too, bro.
I just wanted to tell you, I really enjoy your movie. And also, too, would you do me a big, huge favor and just drop the people's elbow on Johnny? Drive him, like, right into the next floor.
Okay, let's see if he can. Let's see if he can, Ken. Here we go. Yeah. Hey, Kenny. Kenny.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give him a spying on the pine, baby.
Yeah, Johnny, you used to do most of your thing in a forest preserve, didn't you?
I'm going to give him a Samoan drop, baby. A charged double leg spine buster. I'm going to knock him from here to Sunday.
You guys have a great day.
Yeah. Oh, that is funny, man. That is funny. The Rock will take you down, Know Your Role Boulevard, which is on the corner of Jabroni Drive, and check you directly into the SmackDown Hotel. That's where I'm taking you, Rock.
I dig it,
man. If you're not going to use those words anymore, then I'm going to use them.
Do it.
Johnny B's going to take you down. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on a second.
Iowa rolling. I'm a second. Johnny B becomes the new Rock. And ready? Here we go. Action.
If you smile. Johnny B will take you down Know Your Role Boulevard, which is on the corner of Jabroni Drive, and check you directly into SmackDown Hotel. How's that, Devin?
It's pretty damn good, man.
Yeah, really?
Pretty damn good. You might need to mean mug your face a little bit more.
Well, nobody's seeing me right now except you, but I did. Hey, listen, I already know I scared you when I went into my St. Mary Springs High School wrestling stance. Hey, Dwayne, I'm not kidding you. I wrestled in the class 155. Yeah, 150. No, excuse me, 145. Uh-huh. And I weighed 165. My mentality, that thought process was, if I lose 20 pounds, when I get down to that weight class, all those guys will be so weak, they'll be skinny and little, and I, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't even. I would walk out there. I would eat a pea a week. You know, like one pea in a week.
Yeah, and an ice cube.
Yeah. Hey, this is no lie. They hold the state record in Wisconsin for pinning me 18 seconds.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
I'm Who's not. That? Who's the guy?
A guy from Lemira, Wisconsin.
See, look at you now, though.
Yeah, okay, look at me now. I'm the new rock. Look at me now. I am the new rock. Dave, you're on with Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Go ahead.
Hey, Rock, love your movies, man. You rock.
Oh, but, thanks, bro.
Hey, I got to ask you a question. I see this on the internet. I just want to know if it's for real. They have this picture. And I don't know if it was just a spoof, but it had a picture with you as doing a movie as the kid's character, Johnny Bravo. It had you, like, with this big, the blonde hair, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that for real, or was that a spoof?
No, man, that's for real. That's in development. That's a movie we'd
Hold
love
on.
To do, man.
What are you talking about? Listen to him. He's already laughing. Dave's already laughing about it. Johnny Bravo?
Yeah.
What? Johnny Bravo, what? You're going to play a singer, what?
Yeah, mama.
No, Johnny B, you got to do it. You know what you
What'd
want
you
to
say?
Come on.
What'd you just say?
I said, yeah, mama.
Wait a minute. You're going to sing what? Now, you're not going to sing like you did in Be Cool, all right? What are you going to sing?
You know, Johnny Bravo from the Cartoon Network.
Yes.
You know, he loves his mom. He's really cool. He loves Elvis, always tripping over himself and things like that. But that we thought that would be a great movie. So that's been in development now. Wow. And as far as for the blonde wig, I doubt it would be blonde. We did that, it'd probably be a light brown or something like that that would make sense. But that character is just a really cool character.
There's a lot of movies in the pipeline I'm seeing as I'm looking at stuff about you. And you got a lot of stuff lined up, man. Holy smokes. You know what? I think that on Saturday Night Live, I'm going to give you another fact. I'm going to give you another fact, okay? Tell me if this is a true fact. Facts on the Rock. Saturday Night Live, 2000. No athlete that ever hosted Saturday Night Live has ever repeated for a second time until you did. Is that true?
That's true.
Can you smell that?
You got it right.
That's success, man.
Matter of fact, that background music you're playing, that was my theme music down in Memphis right there.
Oh, I am the Rock. I'm the new Rock.
You got it.
No, but you know what? Seriously, though, now you're going to say that you think I'm just blowing smoke, but I watched you on that. I cannot think of the actor. The very first time you did Saturday Night Live, and they put you through the paces, man.
Yeah,
you did everything, and you did it perfectly. And I was like, this guy is all over the place. He's doing impressions. He's acting gay. He's acting serious. It was a really incredible showcase for you.
I appreciate
that.
I was
blown away by it. But then I'll tell you something. Then to show how great that was, I wish I could think who it was the next week who was a real actor.
Mm-hmm.
A real actor. They couldn't handle it. They couldn't pull it off.
I don't know. You know, that's a tough show to do. It's that live show for an hour and a half. And when I first got there the first time, I sat down with all the writers and Lorne Michaels, who created the show. I said, listen, it's just important. I don't want to do what everybody would expect. I don't want to do any wrestling skits. So let's do everything else. And then it's funny. They kind of looked at me and said, okay, well, how do you feel about dressing up as a monkey and popping peepers and humping some legs? Sure.
Why
I said,
not?
Let's do it.
As long as we don't have to wrestle. Right? Oh, my God. All right, listen, they're calling me on that screen. They're calling me for you to get out of here. Gridiron Gang. Oh, that's what it is. I'll use this. I like this better.
There you go.
Yeah, I like this better. It's nice. Gridiron Gang, true story. Real life juvenile detention counselor Sean Porter, The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's a pleasure to meet you, man. Best
pleasure,
of luck to
brother.
You.
Thank
Best
you so much, man.
Thank
you, man.
Go for it. I'm not going to jump on you when you walk out. I'm not.
The Sister Mary, the high school of the poor or whatever it was.
The school was not Sister Mary, high school of the poor. Yeah, let's do a picture like that before when we go. We'll go right now. I'm going to go. We'll do a picture of me in my grappling post.
Back soon with more Brad Meyer.
Today's forecast for the inside of your vehicle, sponsored by WeatherTech. A 90% chance of nacho cheese storms this afternoon, moving in from a drive-thru worker answering a phone while serving you, leading to a real messy day. For the weekend, conditions are perfect for a sandstorm developing, caused by a day at the beach, with flip-flops and towels contributing there. For folks living with an SUV, watch out for a big mess in the back developing later from a bag of mulch and compost. Conditions are ripe.
Spills, mud, dirt, and sand can ruin the floor of your car, truck, or SUV. The best way to protect your vehicle's floor is with WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. Protect yourself from the elements inside your vehicle. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. 800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at Parkview Credit can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-932-7559 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-932-7559. That's 1-800-932-7559. Again, 1-800-932-7559.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Snoop Dogg, briefly arrested by Swedish police on suspicion of using illegal drugs. Police noticed the Snoop seemed to be under the influence of narcotics.
Free Snoop Dogg! When is he not smoking pot?
I know.
If I heard the story, Snoop Dogg was arrested in Sweden for not smoking pot.
Right.
Then I would say, well, you got something there. Now you've got an unusual twist to a story.
Talk unhinged.
Welcome to Pot Talk. I'm Speck Wildhorse. That's Grandpa Dope. Just say, whoa.
Whoa.
A West Side band whose video of himself smoking marijuana with his pet chameleon went viral led to a misdemeanor animal cruelty charge. Here's a West Side man out of the city of Chicago was smoking pot, blowing the pot into his chameleon's face. Here's his name, Bruce Blunt. Just say whoa. Bruce Blunt. His trial drew laughs from spectators, including attorneys, said he sometimes blew smoke into the mouth of his chameleon, Bina, because it seemed to calm the chameleon, which is sometimes an aggressive reptile.
Right.
He posted a video of the two on Facebook that within days exceeded 500,000 views. Okay, there's a couple of things at play here. One, I'm worried about this guy being arrested, and two, 500,000 people want to see pot being blown into a chameleon's face. According to trial testimony, triggered a complaint. This people who saw this video, some of them sent notes to People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Of course, PETA has to get involved in this. Chicago cops arrested Blunt near his mother's home after conducting brief surveillance to find him over several days. Chicago cops, 56 people got shot in the city of Chicago this weekend, and you're staking out a guy who blew pot into a chameleon's face? Have you lost your mind out there? Oh, my God. What in the hell is going on? Oh, my God. I cannot believe this. All right. So then they stake him out, and they get this guy, and they arrest him. He said, I blew a little smoke on her, her is the chameleon, and it didn't harm her. It calms my chameleon down because I see a difference in her mood.
Right.
His fiance chimed in and said, hey, she turns lime green. She's more relaxed. When she turns lime green, apparently a chameleon means that is your chameleon means I'm just a little bit more relaxed now.
I wouldn't even care. Just lime green's enough for me.
Sure, blow weed into it, turns lime green, and the pot is happier green than hell. Oh, man, it just turned green. In the video, Blunt, once again, Bruce Blunt is his name on the west side of Chicago, who blows pot into a chameleon's face, who had a stakeout by Chicago cops before they could arrest him. In the video, Blunt holds Bina in his hand and twice blows smoke into her mouth. Each time, the chameleon closes her mouth, appearing to ingest it, and then opens it.
Yeah, prosecutors another hit.
And gives her one more hit, because the chameleon is asking for another hit. It's just a little guy. Prosecutor said the video proved Blunt had criminally mistreated his pet. Prosecutor said the video proved he had criminally mistreated his pet. It's just a little guy. Okay, here's the assistant state attorney. It's just a little guy. He blew smoke not once, but twice into his mouth. Speculating that the marijuana smoke would have on Blunt's attorney would have made the chameleon sick. Oh, my God. After hearing brief closing arguments, they acquitted Blunt of the misdemeanor animal cruelty charge.
Thank you.
Blunt's behavior was really, really uncalled for and immature, but didn't rise to the level of criminal behavior, said the judge. And the reptile, I love the judge's line, the reptile does not appear to suffer. Yeah. The chameleon, this is the judge talking. Think about the money wasted on this. The judge, the chameleon didn't change its demeanor. It didn't change its color. There's a finding of not guilty. The PETA lady, the cruelty casework director, Stephanie Bell. Hey, Stephanie, got a job for you today. What is it? Oh, this guy blowing pot into a chameleon's face. You got to go check it out. Oh, yes. She said she's disappointed in the ruling. She wished prosecutors had called an expert to testify about the harm marijuana smoke can cause reptiles.
Right. There's an expert that could do that, too.
We need an expert on the stand right now. Forcing any animal to breathe in smoke without their consent or understanding, especially of a mind-altering or psychoactive nature, it's cruelty, and obviously local officials agreed with us. Yeah, but the judge didn't.
I think an open mouth is a consent.
You should have had. The chameleon needs Buzz Kilman as his attorney.
Your Honor, I believe an open mouth when there's weed around means
that's consent.
That's, it's, whether you're a chameleon or not.
That's consent.
They said the they said it can cause anything from mild sedation to a full-on seizure of this. And they said this. They did brought up. Oh my God! They brought up an expert, Dr. Susan Horton, who's the Chicago Exotics Animal Hospital in Skokie. She said to the judge, "It can cause anything."
I know
anything.
Her.
Do you know her?
I know her,
Dr. Susan.
Yes,
Horton, paging Susan Horton.
I have a reptile, and I've taken my reptile up there.
Blow Skokie, smoke into it. Do it. Blow pot into it. Let me see it. This,
I don't think
this
that
guy
happened.
This go Buzz is blowing pot into his turtle's face.
No, I didn't say that. I certainly did not say
I
that.
I know you didn't, but if you did, I'm going to watch it with 500,000 other people. It can cause anything from mild sedation to full on seizure. The clinic had to euthanize a cockatoo that had severe brain damage because her owner
from
kept
pot. Blowing.
That's what it said.
And they had what
and they
a cockatoo
it?
Brain surgeon?
Yes, they brought that to the trial.
There's a brain surgeon that specializes in birds.
Yeah, what do you think is not true? What this sounds like some kind of a skit. This is embarrassing. Everyone from the Chicago police to the judge to the people involved should be embarrassed. It's a chameleon getting some weed blown into it to make it feel better. I don't believe it, honestly. The cockatoo had been severely brain damaged by marijuana smoke, and they had to euthanize it.
I'm
oh,
sorry.
No.
Yes. Yes.
They put. Oh.
Dr. Susan Horton said that her clinic had to euthanize a cockatoo that had been severely brain damaged by marijuana smoke.
You know.
Mr. Kilman, we have to put your bird down.
Why? They have this Benny guy. He's really upset because he goes, I'm going to just make sure that Blunt, the guy got arrested, Bruce Blunt out of Chicago. He said, the PETA people, they were really did a number on me, calling me a jerk, saying I'm abusing animals. Man, if they only knew. I never hurt an animal in my life. I take in stray cats and I take in stray dogs. I love animals, man. This really hurts me. I got geckos and I got an aquarium with animals in it. And not animals in it, a fish. And I've got guinea pigs. And I got a chameleon who's higher than a kite.
Snap.
God, can you imagine having to put the cockatoo down because it's high?
That's
spot talking. Oh my God, what a waste. Isn't there anything else to worry about in this world? I'm Spec Wild Horse. Grab the dope. Just say, whoa.
Whoa.
Have a nice day.
Bohemian smoking pot, 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 pot. Well, there's a black crow and driving and crying, smoking pot, 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 pot. There's a spin doctors and blues travelers, smoking pot, 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 pot. Let's go smoke some 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 pot.
Be right back with more Johnny B.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform, so tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Heavy downpours pounded parts of the central U.S. Gulf Coast Friday, forcing the rescue of dozens of people stranded in homes by waist-high water and leaving two people dead in floodwaters. Vernon Drummond in Zachary, Louisiana, who rented a room in his trailer home to 68-year-old William Howard Mayfield, tells WBRZ-TV his roommate drowned while trying to evacuate in rushing floodwaters.
Me and him were waiting out, and he got over, and he felt they got him. They're waiting out, and he got over, and he went on, and didn't come back up.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency. Numerous rivers in southeast Louisiana and southern Mississippi were overflowing their banks and threatening widespread flooding. At a campaign rally in Altoona, Pennsylvania, Friday, Donald Trump supporters chanted his name. Trump says he won't back down from his comment that the Obama administration policies in Iraq...